want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Wildcard caller in Virginia. Welcome to Coast, you're on with my guest, Dr. David. Go ahead.
I'm George.
Yes, sir.
I got to hand it to you for being able to follow part of this conversation. Some of this is just going right through me, over my head. I have a question about time travel.
Okay.
In that, let's say your guest and I, he and I both got in the same time machine. We went into the past by, say, 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Met ourselves, grabbed a hold of ourselves, brought ourselves forward into the future. Now, all four of us are standing right here, right now. Since we are right here, right now, would the four of us still be able to listen to the Don and Mike show?
Well, you, if you do that, you grab yourself and,
thank you. Bye.
Now, there's a time traveler who left his brain behind.
Well, you've taken yourself. Oh, oops, my phone fell off.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
The Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no.
They've all turned out. Pay the respects for Fred Ranberry.
Who knew?
I did.
It doesn't go with the profile.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. Humanity. And the souls went apart. Your discretion advised.
Rob! Be what?
Don't you think the red suspenders look good with the brown shirt?
Yes, they did, Rob.
They do.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Crooked and all the ships at sea. Hey, watch out. They steal entertainment from their listeners. Don Geronimo and Mike Scalero.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie, and hi. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. We are regional treasures, and this is a new episode. It's Thursday, October 23rd, and you can call us from anywhere in America. Sea to shining sea.
Isn't that lovely?
877-365-3636. Call from Canada. Why not? Yeah, that's Rob yelling. You can't hear him, but he doesn't want you to call. We say, go ahead, call.
And stay away from those falls.
Call, even though it's Canada. 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C., as always, your hotline is 202-432-1067.
I'm Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Well, hi, Michael Austin.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up.
Did you wash your ass today?
Well, did someone call for a doctor?
He's coming.
You know, it's always good to start with a confession.
Yeah.
So let me start with one today, everybody. Buzz,
yeah.
I was busted by Tammy for opening those Simpsons boxes.
Oh, no.
And
I didn't tell.
I know you didn't,
yeah.
but I told on you.
What did you tell her I did?
I didn't tell you did anything. I just said you were there with me.
Yeah, I watched.
Okay.
What do you guys do?
Well, you know how every day... You know, well, I may have said that you urged me to open them.
Uh-huh.
But I think of it, maybe I did.
I said I did the actual opening.
Yeah.
The problem here is that...
What is the prize that you stole?
Valuable. Nothing was stolen.
No.
Nothing was stolen. It was a mystery. All day, when you would walk out the studio, out by the front reception area, there were boxes from Fox Television, obviously promotional junk, addressed to Tammy, the promotions director, that said, you know, Fox News Sunday, Fox Sunday, Simpsons, Simpsons, Simpsons.
Sunday spelled S-U-N-D-A-E as in ice cream. And
Sunday.
You know, it was killing us. It was killing us to know what was in the box.
You thought it might be some kind of ice cream accoutrement.
Well, exactly. We walked by.
Not real ice cream, because otherwise it would melt.
That's right.
We walked past these boxes a couple of times, and then finally... I said, well, let's just see what's in them. And got out the old...
What's all this, then?
Yeah. Got out the old pocket knife, and then Buzz and I opened the boxes up and rifled through them and discovered that it was just... It was junk. It
Same old crap.
It was like a
tin box.
A coffee tin type Simpsons thing, and there was candy and
ice cream scoop.
An
ice cream scoop, so that's what you were looking for,
I guess.
No, but the ice cream scoop was not even... it wasn't like it had Homer's head or anything on it.
Was it metal?
I think it was plastic.
Yeah.
I think the scoop part was metal. But
I'm always looking for a good ice cream scoop.
Yeah. Well, I don't think this was high quality. It's junk that they send to radio stations.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, we looked through the boxes and went, oh, all right, that's interesting. And then I just put them back down on the floor.
Very neatly, I might add.
I did try to grab all of the styrofoam peanuts.
Yeah, it was a mess.
Oh, I hate those things.
And put them back in the box.
They never put enough salt on.
And we didn't take anything.
No,
we didn't take nothing. We just looked.
Not a peanut.
And then I got here today, and Tammy just came around the corner, and wow, and you know, she's pregnant, so she's extra feisty.
Yeah.
And
was she feisty with you?
No, I'm Mike.
She's never not nice
to
you.
But no, she's wonderful. But she came in and she said, "You,
yeah,
you opened the boxes, didn't you?"
She found the prints.
Aha!
And I said,
"She dusted for me."
I said, "What happened?" And she said, "Those Simpsons boxes, you opened them downstairs." I said, "Yeah."
Whoa.
And it was at that point I said, I had to see what was in them, and then I may have just thrown in, Buzz made me do it.
Well, that's all right. I think I did egg you on.
But anyway, that's...
So they're not even worth looking at. Now I'm curious.
No, they're not. And then, of course, the awful news, the Don and Mike family reeling today.
Very proud of being the reporter on this today.
I'll give it to you, but I have a technicality with you. I got a technicality.
What's that?
Well, hold on. First, let's...
Hey, this is Fred Rerun Berry. Hey, Don and Mike, can you rerun that again?
Yeah, see you later. Fred Berry is dead.
Yeah.
At 52.
Freddy's rerun. Dead.
And I know that... Mike, I'm going to... See,
What, you knew before I called Rob?
Yeah. I knew last night at 11, at 11:10.
You could not have known at 11. He died in his sleep.
Au contraire, mon frère.
Anyone said he died in his sleep.
Okay, now you're pissing me off.
Why?
Because you say I couldn't have known. Last night at 11 o'clock on the Channel 4 News, it was the last story before weather, and Jim Vance did the story. I'm laying in bed with my wife, and Jim Vance says...
Well, I just, it doesn't make sense because of the story that I read this morning. The story I read...
You're doubting my word when I'm telling you?
I'm not doubting your word. I'm wondering why the story that I read this morning said he died in his sleep the night before.
Oh, the night before.
Yeah. So they waited 24 hours?
They often the news? Do that, yes.
So the thing is, last night I'm laying in bed, and I said to Frida... What did I miss here?
Nothing, just the smell of rerun after 24 hours.
My God.
Well, Ian and Ben were watching the news, and they said, hey, look, rerun died.
Yeah.
You think I should call around? She said, no, it's too late. It's 11:15. You can't call. So then this morning, Rob called me and said, hey, Mike broke the news to Rob that Fred was dead. Uh-huh. Mike desperately trying to break into the click.
Desperately trying.
And here I am desperately trying.
No, I mean, I totally believe you that you saw it on the news because, I mean, why would you lie about that? I could find that out.
And I am desperately trying to somehow get...
Keep me out of it.
No, it's just...
No, you could have kept that information to yourself, but you had to share it.
I can't have squatter's rights on it because I didn't call any of you guys.
Mm. That's the rule. Yeah. And that's been the celebrity death rule for a long time.
First to call.
So you got it. And, you know, I said to Rob, well, you wouldn't want me to call you at 11 o'clock at night.
Well, I think it would be inexcusable for a celebrity death, but we figured out how to handle it is from now on, an email.
a time-stamped email.
Yeah.
That way you've got your proof and no one gets woken up.
I figured since I got mine on, you know, on the net, on my website, that it wouldn't be
It was the
that
top
fresh.
Story this morning.
It was the top story.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you knew at the 11 o'clock news.
Yeah, and I was surprised at the placement they gave it. Anybody in D.C. that was watching Grady last night, Jim Vance, who's looking more and more like Grady from Sanford and Son, maybe you were like me and you kind of laughed out loud because it was just his delivery.
Oh.
That it was the last story before the news part was over. Uh-huh. And they were going to go to the weather. And it was just a one shot of Grady.
Yeah.
And he's looking in the camera and he said, "Beloved television star, Fred Berry has passed away." And then there was the picture of the little box there with Fred Berry and
Rerun, right?
He had his hands like in a crazy.
He was a nice guy when we had him on the show.
And he had his red beret on, and mm-hmm. Then they announced that he was 52.
Yeah.
And then they didn't do the tease where they said, "Hey, guess what? Coming up tomorrow, it's going to be colder." They just did that thing that TV stations do when they try to be respectful.
Oh.
When he's dead, when they just faded to black.
A slow fade.
And they just went right to commercial.
Yeah, that's like, very respectful.
The weather guy didn't get to come in and do his tease.
Oh, that's a shame.
They didn't broach the idea of a what's happening curse?
No, they didn't.
Why, who's died?
Well, Shirley.
Shirley died?
Shirley Hemphill.
Hemphill was what's happening.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I know you never thought of her as a performer.
No, I thought of her as a lover.
As a lover. Mm. And a mother.
And a mother.
Mother of your child.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Mm. But there's nothing like, you know, on TV they do that. If there's something they think someone might be offended by, they just gently fade it out to black. Mike, pull it together. You passed Shirley.
I'm sorry.
You passed her.
You know, just when you think you're over something, it comes back and gets you.
Tell me about it. And I know, and out there somewhere... Out there somewhere, little Rufus.
Yeah, watch
your
out.
Your son, Rufus Hemphill.
Yeah, well, the family's taking charge of that, and I'll never see that child, unfortunately.
At least
very discouraged about that.
At least on Channel 4, all they do is just turn the knob down and just, you know, right to commercial. What I don't like is on SportsCenter or on Fox, when it's a sports story, And let's say you're watching the NFL show on Fox, the one that we all watch, and it goes da da dun da da dun dun dun. And then when they do a piece on like a player who's going through some crises, or you know his brother just got hit by a car, but he's going to play in the game anyway. The music they use is that ding 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 ding, and you know as if to say, this is still our same kick ass NFL Fox music,
but we're just a little more respectful.
We have heart.
Yeah. All right. For instance, here you go. This is good. This is from the CBS package.
Oh, good.
This is when everything's happy.
The NFL on CBS, my radio buddies, Don and Mike.
Yeah, powerful. Then on the other hand, you have this one. And we're left with a message of Fred Rerun Berry. Don and Mike, can you rerun that again? We'll be back on CBS.
Yeah. See?
See, it's perfect.
Yeah. For mellow moves.
Exactly how you do it.
And show me.
Okay, it was 1 week ago today. Mm-hmm.
Today.
1 week ago today that the Chicago Cubs lost in the World Series, or lost in the playoffs. And, or was it a week ago today that the kid dropped the ball?
It was the morning after.
Today was the day after the incident, and you were wondering if, and the quote is, would Chicago still be seething 1 week from today?
Okay. Very good.
I don't think Chicago is seething. I don't think so.
They got the big shoulders, you know.
Now, it would be unfair at this point to call the Billy Goat Tavern, the famous Billy Goat Tavern in Chicago, because, of course, you're calling the place where allegedly the curse took...
Yeah, and people aren't seething at lunchtime. They're seething in the evening.
Right? So what we've got is a bunch of different... We got Harry Carey's restaurant.
Harry Carey's seething in this grave.
And you and I had one hell of an afternoon there that turned into an evening, didn't we?
We really, we stacked up the two famous places in Chicago. We went to two of them on that weekend. We went to Ditka's for dinner.
Ditka's!
And we went to Harry Carey's. And we had a much better meal at Harry Carey's than we did at Ditka's.
Hmm. And who was the B-list celebrity we saw?
Brian Doyle Murray.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. That we saw at Harry Carey's.
At Harry
Carey's. That's right. That's right. Yep.
So
great. I mean, really, one of the better weekends, boys' weekends. We all just flew out there for a game.
Love Chicago.
And we had the best time that I've had. I mean, I've been to Fenway a bunch of times. We had the best time at Wrigley Field that I've ever had at a baseball game.
Sure.
We were laughing so hard.
So here's what we're going to do.
Come on, big.
We are going to call, let's see, now
to call radio people is not necessarily fair.
No, that won't, and they'll lie.
Well, I think...
Some will, some won't.
Here's the thing. I've not talked to him about this. Fred Winston, I think, would tell us the truth.
Okay.
You can judge on your own. And then after we call Fred Winston, anybody who lived in Chicago knows Fred was great on WLS for so many years.
I never liked his cigarettes.
Mike, and you know why? You just never tried enough of them.
Yeah. Probably if I got accustomed to them. You know?
Never tried enough.
Tried the chili.
So we've got something besides Fred Winston. And also, I asked Buzz to bring in Karen Hand's phone number.
Very good. I had that.
From WBBM, and she wrote him back an email saying that she was going to be busy today.
Yeah. She's tired. Oh, sorry.
Let me see. Blah, blah, blah. And then news about...
Not interested, huh?
No, she got a family situation to attend to.
However, this made me feel good. Here's a woman that I worked with for quite a few years and considered then, and even now, a friend. Let me see. In her email to Buzz, she writes at the bottom, I am a woman and I can multitask morning drive meeting drive and talk at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hear from you, and even Don, too.
Well, of course.
I mean, whether it's on air or not.
That was for emphasis.
Yeah, I understand. And then that's from Karen. So she's busy. So we're going to try Fred.
All right.
And if Fred doesn't work, then we have, I believe, an alternative sports-type-related place that we can all agree on. Will give us an unbiased opinion.
Very good.
It's a place that is it's a Cubs bar, but it's a Cubs bar with a different slant.
Hmm.
Let me just... 177.
Very good.
Okay. All right. So call. The first we're calling, going to call Fred.
3-2-2-2. Calling Fred Winston. Legendary
now
broadcast.
He's my friend, so I don't have to ask his permission. I could just tell him, right? Oh, come on. Come on. Come here.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Well, hold on. Maybe things haven't gone as well for Fred.
Is he still on the air back there?
Yeah, I think so. Not talked to him since they had the big bloodbath at the radio station there.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Dear.
Please check the number and dial again.
So often the case with radio people.
Right. You never know with radio people when those numbers are going to be changed dramatically.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me just double check on my palm pollen, and if not,
you
Fred...
You're living out of their car.
Yeah. If not, Fred... Hey, Magic Christian, how you doing?
How are you?
All
of my belongings...
Winston.
Gone.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Using your little organizer there?
Got it.
Using your Clié?
Yes, I am. Let me make sure I have
got mine up and running finally.
Oh, 5,000 in cash, Magic Christian.
Mine will stay in my office.
Hold on. I had the wrong area code. Wrong area code.
Oh!
Hold on. It's 77. Man, what happened to the days when Chicago was just 312?
Yeah.
You know, you knew 312 is Chicago, 212 is... Oh, God.
Yeah.
Freaking damn it. 1-773.
You didn't want to say freaking. You wanted to say that word that Bono said the other day.
That's good. Just give out his number on the air. Fine. There you go. Okay. Sorry about that.
Calling Fred Winston.
He's a friend.
See if Chicago's still seething over the fan. I say they are.
I say they're not. But if Fred would tell the
what
truth.
What say you, Don?
Oh, if Fred's not there, boy, am I going to have egg on my face. Thank goodness we have a backup here.
Good. Well, that's a machine. No, he's not
get
there.
A message. We might as well leave him a message.
Telephone of Fred and Suzanne. To leave a message for Fred,
here.
Be on the line. Listen for the beep.
To leave a message
for Suzanne, please press 1. Thanks for calling.
Fred Winston. Hey, Fred, Don Geronimo, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Fred.
Hi, Fred. We're on the air now, Fred, and I was going to call you and ask you about the Cubs, if everybody's still mad at that idiot that caught the ball, but you're not there, so another time.
Let us know if the dust is settled.
Okay, bye, Fred. See ya. Okay, so there's Fred. He's out. Karen's out. The radio people are out.
Yep.
We're down to calling... Well, let me read you the description of the play.
And how do we determine whether they are seething or not if we ask John Q. Public? You said, would you still, if he came into the bar, would you string the guy up?
No, the answer is simply, are you still seething?
Okay.
Are you still seething from the guy catching the ball or messing with the ball?
You think your average drunk in the middle of the day in a bar is going to understand seething?
Mike, hold on. At Joe's bar, they might.
Joe's bar.
And I'll tell you why. The sign outside, Buddy's Tavern...
Oh, it's Buddy's Tavern.
Yeah, that's just a banner ad. You want to talk about Buddy's?
It's the sign outside Buddy's Tavern at Clark Street, which is right down by the ballpark.
Yeah, not far
says
away.
Cubs on TV, welcome. They have a video golf, a deer head on the wall. And
that'd be your golden tee.
And a dartboard by the front door. Mm-hmm. However, Buddy's is not what you would call a sports bar. Mm-hmm. Just a few blocks south of Wrigley Field, Buddy's caters to a largely gay clientele.
Excellent.
And is known better for its legendary Long Island iced teas than as a hot spot for the Cubs. Let me see. Let's call him, and then I'll read you the article.
And I think this will be the definitive word. Yeah. Whether Chicago is still seeding,
I think so.
Let's find out, shall we?
Oh, goodness. Oh,
calling Fred Winston at the Buddy's Bar.
No, Fred.
No, we're not doing that. No, obviously, Fred has a wife or a live-in.
God's his longtime wife, Suzanne.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Robbie, there you go. Would you ask him to come on the air with us?
Hi, reach Buddy's Bar.
And while we're doing that, Mike, let me just tell you...
Hi, is this Buddy?
All right, yeah, patrons screamed as Alex Gonzalez homered in the top of the second.
How butch is this?
Said Chris Wozinski, seated under the door head.
Wozinski.
David Coates said...
What happened, Rob?
Wrong number.
Oh, dear.
You get there.
I know, they have it up on the web. Let me see if it's...
Try it again.
Buddy, welcome to Public Place. May I make you a Long Island iced tea? It's watch those big brawny guys play baseball.
David Long said...
Quote,
the street boys come in here, and they're drunk, and they will hug anybody. make no mistake, these gays... I love when it's written like that. These gays are serious baseball fans. Uh-huh. Not like the boys a few blocks away at Roscoe's, where the music was on. The game was on, but the volume of the game was off. Play-by-play replaced by throbbing gay dance music.
Yay!
Bunch of queens, Wozinski said. I bet they have a sign that they hold up that says, cheer now. No signs were needed at Buddy's when umpires ruled that Cubs center fielder Kenny Lofton trapped a ball in the bottom of the sixth. He caught it! It hit the glove! That's a double play, baby. three innings later, when the last pitch hit Cubs catcher Darian Miller's mitt, the red strobe light flipped on, and the stereo bat blasted, Cool in the Gang.
Yeah, celebration.
They ran out into Clark Street, picked up their friends, and spun them around.
That's a good article.
And screamed, Oh, my God, whoever would have thought.
Fantastic.
That's where we're going to find out if it's seething or not. But we're trying to call Buddy's Restaurant and Bar.
But you're a sports bar. We want to know what the mood is in the town.
Oh, so Rob's on the phone with them.
Oh, they're leery.
Can you give us just 60 seconds?
They're not seething, they're leery.
Is there anyone there to give us 60 seconds?
See, this is the whole problem with the FCC. Back in the day, you just call someone up and you go, hey, we're on the air. And if they said, I don't want to be on the air.
Sure. I'm surprised that we're not getting through to these people.
Mike, they're trying to open.
Oh, I see.
Well, certainly one of them.
Well, they're getting somebody.
So obviously they don't have a big lunch business then.
Well.
They serve lots of milkshake. Lots of protein shake.
That's the number.
That's the number?
Nobody at all? You know, if you had come on the air with us, we could have been done by now.
Oh, come on, tell him, please.
Please?
Tell him we used to work at Chicago Radio.
Are you familiar with the name Don Geronimo?
Oh, yeah, that's going to work in the gay community.
Don Geronimo used to do mornings on B96, a very popular entertainer.
And an outspoken gay advocate. And I'm working with a gay man now.
Tell him
Mike's a fag.
Are you familiar with Mike O'Mara?
He's gay.
Mike is gay.
Very gay.
Don,
I feel unsatisfied. We have to... Okay. Get someone on that is from Chicago.
But I would wish I had I wish I had on tape him saying he has a butcher deadline because he'd like to serve meat tomorrow.
A butcher deadline. That's some sort of lingo, is it?
Yeah, it must be parlance.
The only other people we know in Chicago now are our agents.
Here we go.
You know?
All right, they're the last go-to.
Yeah.
I'm just calling someone at random right now.
Call Elliot. Very last go-to.
You're just calling somebody at random in Chicago?
Hold on.
Nothing.
Yeah, hello, Chicago? Hello?
Mr. Chicago?
Is this Chicago? Do you live in Chicago?
Hi, this is Don Geronimo. I'm with the Don and Mike show. I used to work in Chicago like 20 years ago at WLS. Would you come on the radio with us for a second to talk about the feeling in Chicago about the Cubs? Just because you're a regular guy? I just dialed your number at random. Don't know who you are. Oh, come on, please. We have one question. We just want to know if Chicago is still seething. Please? Oh, you are a dick. You are a dick. I tell you what, if you had played along, I would have given you dinner for two at Buddy's Restaurant and Bar. Oh, okay. Well, good day to you, sir. I said good day.
What did he say?
He said, I don't want any part of such... He didn't say hijinks.
Shenanigans?
Yeah, something like that. It was hijinks, shenanigans. something like that. Didn't want any
you
part
know,
of
you
it.
Had such a nice way with that guy.
Yeah.
Maybe you should call Buddies and ask just the question. I mean, if it's just that one question.
All right.
Well, I'd like to hear the question on the air.
I would, too, but...
I'd like to get somebody. What's wrong with Chicago?
I don't know. I'm surprised.
The second city, Mike.
It is. Inferiority complex, Rob?
Always, Mike. Always. Brian Dale Murray.
Now I'm just trying another random number. Oh, that one's busy. It's
busy. Okay, hold on.
Ira from Ira's Arcades.
True. And also, he starred with Swoozy Kurtz in her
life. All right.
And he was the caddy master.
You have reached the offices of Ephraim and Associates. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now.
What if we wanted to talk to Mary? She'd be the best person to ask, the receptionist.
When's the last time Mary put in a day's work there?
We're calling our agent's office now in Chicago.
One moment, please.
Hi, you've reached Mary's desk. I'm not there.
We don't have
again.
To tell that. We don't have to tell them they're on the air, people with the dumb button.
They know to be suspicious. Hello, Joe Coin.
Well, I pushed zero. I didn't push Joe's extension. Mike. I just pushed zero.
Hasn't Joe been seething since 1970?
Yes, I have, Rob.
You want to know how you get to the top floor of the radio business? Well, you get top notch. Representation.
Yeah. At your beck and call, night and day.
You get the kind of agency that is there for you in case you're going through some kind of a crisis with management.
Mary Aaronworth, I am either on another line or away from my desk.
Yeah. You've not gotten the receptionist voicemail.
Which, don't get me started.
I know.
It just hung up on me.
Oh, well, sure. That's a new phenomenon, too.
All right, I will try. Can we try Joe or Elliot?
You have reached the offices of Ephraim.
Let's go with 221.
One moment, please.
Come on, Big Bucks.
This is Joe Coin.
Here we go. Even money, if he picks up, he's on a speakerphone.
Hello, Joe Coin.
No, he's not. Hey, Joe, it's Don and Mike. We're on the air. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
How are you guys?
Hi, we're doing great. This guy is one of the rocket scientists that represents us.
Does a fantastic job, and I believe the hardest working man at that office is Mr. Joe Coin.
Incidentally, you can catch Joe doing his stand-up at Buddy's Restaurant and Bar on North Clark Street.
I've given that scene up.
Very good.
Joe, besides having the thrill of being our agent, we've been trying to call anybody in Chicago today, and we can't get a hold of anybody. It's been 1 week, and we just have one question.
The whole town shut down after the Cubs lost.
No.
All right, well, here's the question. Joe, is the town of Chicago still seething?
Still what?
Seething.
Seizing?
Seething. Seething. S-E-E-T-H-I-N-G.
Seething after that fan.
I don't see much in the papers anymore.
So it would be your opinion that the town is no longer seething after that fan touched the ball?
They may be, but they're doing it more quietly.
Joe, just listen, I know you're an agent. This is hard.
It's hard for a lawyer to answer these questions.
Your opinion, Joe, you're a Chicago resident.
Are you a big... Well, let's ask Joe. Are you a big Cubs fan?
Yes.
Are you still seething about that fan?
Nope.
Okay, so it's that answers it, Don. You once again, you are right.
I never did, quite frankly.
Hey, Joe, I almost called you last night at about 11 o'clock.
I'm glad you didn't.
To tell you that Fred Rerun Barry had passed away. How long had he been a client?
I don't honestly know.
Well, he will be missed, Joe.
Oh, hey, yes, indeed.
Hey, Joe, is Roger Ebert seething?
I haven't talked to him about it, so I don't know.
Very good. All right.
How about that new guy?
Do you represent him?
Which new guy might that be? Oh, Mr. Roper?
Yeah, Mr. Roper.
No, we do not.
Ah, Ah, you did. You still have your hooks in Roger, though?
Oh, we still represent Mr. Ebert, yes.
Very good.
There you go.
That's right. A good thing.
You know what I call it? Well, you were friends with him. I won't tell you now what I call the other guy. But I just I think that you should have had...
You liked the other guy, didn't you?
No. I mean the new other guy.
Oh, the new other guy.
The new other guy. Siskel is the guy that's, 86.
Yeah.
I liked him.
Yeah.
For my money...
He was very good.
For my money, and I'm...
I was always an Ebert guy.
I'm no fan of the new guy that replaced Gene Siskel. For my money, you just...
Kind of like the old guy that did This Old House.
You just prop him up.
No, he's good. Leonard Maltin.
You just...
Rob.
Get out of here, Rob.
That's the
Stop
guy.
It.
That's
you
just,
the guy.
You, Stop you, you just You just prop... You get Siskel, you just prop him up. You get that the wax stuff on him, and you just prop him up, and,
Hold down the fort, Joe.
It would appear that way.
Yeah.
Huh. Hey, Joe, here's an inside question that I know Mike and I both have been curious about, especially when we were going through all of our contract stuff. How come you guys have a large talent agency? You handle a lot of big-name performers, us certainly not included in that list.
You certainly are included in
it. How come when one calls the business line there at your office, you never get Mary? You always get that thing saying, voicemail.
Because Mary no longer works here.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
So are you? Is there? She's not. She is.
Joe,
got me with that one.
Joe.
I'm here.
Did you have to buy Mary an abortion?
Oh, God.
Worse Joe. Than that, but I'm not going to say.
Oh, dear.
Worse, yeah. Joe, what could be worse than that?
Well, maybe,
Yeah. She's the imagination runs wild.
Yes, it does.
Right. Let it run wild.
Are you in the middle of a talent search for the next...
The talent search has been concluded.
Oh, really? What will be the name of the next fine...
Don't ask me to pronounce it. I will slaughter it.
Really? And it's a first name and you're having trouble with it?
So you got yourself a good illegal alien?
Maybe.
I understand after the Walmart sweep today, there's a lot of them available.
Well, now, this decision was made before the Walmart sweep.
Oh, it was. Okay.
All right.
Oh,
well, thank you. Thank you as always for your time. I know every day that you say a brief prayer for us before you get up and go to work.
Well, not before I get up, but after I get up.
Yeah. I mean, while you're laying in there in your bed. And
before you get up.
You open your eyes.
He prays in his sleep.
And the very, a lot of times, I really have read this, that the first thing you think of is the thing that sets the tone for your day when you wake up. And I know, Joe, even though that you're not negotiating a contract for us, and God knows our listeners are tired of hearing about it, or Buzz, which is another separate show, still every day you must wake up and give thanks to the three kings.
I'm thankful that we know you, people.
Don, Mike, and Buzz, the three jewels in your crown. Hey, how ridiculous is this that we really have an agent? That this guy has to go in and talk to the managers and stuff.
Well, I mean, we need him. We need him desperately.
Yeah, obviously.
You certainly do. We perform a valuable service.
You do indeed. And this is a good timing for that. I couldn't agree more.
All right, Joe.
Catch me in a few years.
Have a great time at Buddy's Restaurant and Bar. And thanks thanks for answering our questionnaire. Chicago
I'll send you a tape.
Chicago is not seething.
Have a great day, Joe.
All right, Joe.
Have a good one yourself, guys. Take care.
There he is. The only guy who actually works there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that place would be nothing without
him. He's the workhorse.
And I mean, not only in a presence does he work. He's the only guy who's there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really think associates ought to be Ephraim and Coyne.
Well, I'm chained to the desk. I can't leave.
How long have you worked there?
How long have I worked here? Since 1985.
All right, we're gonna. You know what? We're gonna start representing you.
Yeah. Is the only rule there to be accepted as a partner that you have to have come from the seed of the main guy of Don Ephraim?
I haven't seen that written anywhere.
How many Ephraims are in the office now? Just one?
Well, there's Don and two sons.
Don and two sons. But Don spends most of his time at the home now, doesn't he?
No, I'm not going to answer that.
So what's happened is at our agent's office, our agent has semi-retired and has turned it over to his two lunkhead sons. And this must just eat away at Joe Coyne, who's been there since 1985.
It's really Joe Coyne working very closely with Elliot and his brother, Tito. That's how that works.
Did they have you run out and get them sandwiches or what?
No, I don't do that.
You don't do that.
I don't do that. I don't do windows.
Well, just remember, we're going to be lobbying for
Ephraim Coyne and Associates.
Mm-hmm. You're the man, Joe.
Long overdue.
That was nice of you.
All right.
Very soon you may turn on CNN one day and see a horrible story about a man up on top of a roof with a semi-automatic weapon in
Chicago.
When you see the name Joe Coyne, just remember.
They never used my name.
He's our guy. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Joe.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Joe.
See you. Always great to talk to Joe Coyne. So
he's been slaving, and I mean slaving in that office, for almost 20 years.
And really, even though we're kidding him, there has to be a certain level of honesty there when a guy's been busting his ass in our office for 20 years, mm-hmm. and, you know, daddy's boys walk in, mm-hmm. as they have, and they kind of take the place over.
Yeah, I mean, and I think, really, don't you think it has a nice ring to it? Ephraim and Coyne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I like the name of it.
Mm-hmm. I know that, I know Don Ephraim, you know him, I've known him a little longer, I know that... Coin is something that's very important to him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. If only it was spelled that way.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe he should change the spelling. Legally change his name to C-O-I-N.
What's he got ahead? That's how he got his job, you know. Is that he had fallen down? He had fallen down on the street, and
right.
someone said, "Hey, look, there's a coin on the corner
of the street," and they had to pick it up.
Yeah. They had to get him. Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back. Hey, that's funny. That's funny. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Adult motels were never like this. Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. It's a special place that every modern loving couple is looking for, and it has some extra equipment all its own. Open the door, hook up, switch on, and then blast off for the wildest fun thrills of your life in the Groove Room. Don't be embarrassed. Ask the next pretty and sexy girl you meet to join you in the Groove Room. You'll both never regret it or forget it. Come on, take off your inhibitions and have some fun in the Groove Room. The Groove Room, all new, in color, and rated X for adults. From Independent International. The Don and Mike Show. The exception to every rule ever made. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Oh, yeah, let me mention that also on today's show, as we've done all this week, we'll be giving away another LASIK procedure, courtesy of Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates, with the very best of technology. The premier LASIK surgeons, experienced in over 50,000 successful procedures. This prize is valued at $5,500, worth every penny. Dr. Witten did my eyes, also did Tiger Woods' eyes. And you got to know Tiger Woods, when he's doing the endorsement, he's not going around saying he did my eyes, and he also did the eyes of some fat disc jockey somewhere.
You never know.
I just like piggybagging.
Tiger might have been in town and heard the show. He might be a fan.
The right. Tiger thing. So it's a guy who knows what he's doing.
There are luminaries in sports and entertainment that are closet listeners of this show.
800-626-LASER. Well, yesterday, Ross Valerie. Of Journey is the perfect example.
Daniel Baldwin. Mm-hmm. And then there's Ross Valerie.
Uh-huh. And then that's Daniel Baldwin.
Mm-hmm. Dick Van Patten.
And
well, he's not really a listener, though.
Ross Valerie. So anyway, we're giving that away on the show. Jim Skin is standing by on the line.
Excellent.
I had two very quick things before we get to Jim.
Yes.
I was just out front. Robbie, you got a razor blade?
Yeah, oh, dear.
Now, what is that? What's in there?
Well, there's another promotional box came from Fox.
Ooh, what's this one?
True Calling.
See, now, here's the deal. We work at a radio station, and I know that you think you work at a radio station, you guys must be rolling in free junk, free stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're really not.
We have razors.
Yeah. We get it periodically. I mean, I have lovely Sex in the City deck chairs.
We get HBO stuff once in a while.
I have a Project Greenlight director's chair.
Mm-hmm. And I've got like some kind of a ridiculous Fox sports cooler / radio thing at home. But mm-hmm.
I have a free Gillette. Quattro, I'm sorry, Schick. Oh, they're going to be mad
Schick
now.
Schick Quattro.
So, I have a free Schick Quattro razor.
This is the type of thing that was driving Buzz and I crazy yesterday.
Yeah, these attractive boxes with television show logos on them.
I don't think either one of you appreciate the prize closet as much as I do. Well, are you aware that I raid the prize closet probably once every 3 weeks?
How do you do that? What's the secret?
Colette's got the door open, and I say, what do we have in there? And if there's, like, extra...
Oh, you know what? Somebody better give this to somebody else, because because not only does this... Maybe I shouldn't have opened this.
What would be in that box?
Well, this is a promotion that perhaps I'm thinking is destined for our show.
Probably.
It's for a Fox program called True Calling.
Uh-huh.
And what they've done is they've sent a bunch of fossil watches,
May I look? Be nice prizes.
Well, no, I don't think we should, because when you get past that,
right,
and you read that you have the watches to give away, those are for a drawing to give away a 7-day trip for two to Sydney, Australia, compliments of Fox.
Cool.
So the watch is kind of signifies that you've won the trip.
I guess so. So Rob,
now you can own a watch touched by Don.
Why don't you?
How'd the watch look?
Repackaged. It was under foam.
Possibly.
I didn't have a chance to look at it.
Possibly.
There you go. And would you bring that back to her there?
Don, do you ever raid the prize closet?
No, I do not, Mike.
I'm going to start.
I love doing it. No, don't do that.
No?
Sam, it's my thing. Come on.
No, I do not.
There's something you need
Buzz,
to just
don't worry, because I got something for you.
Oh, okay.
Because while I was up front checking out this Fox box to see what it was, there was another box that was addressed to Mike and I. So I felt... No worrying about opening that. That
right. Was it a big box?
It was, it was sitting down at the bottom of the mailboxes there. It was an oversized box.
Let's see what it is. Don's getting it out right now.
I'll tell you right now.
I hope.
Yes, Buzz. As a matter of fact, it is the biggest freaking bottle I have ever seen.
Man. Look at that.
Of absinthe.
Yeah.
And this comes from DePietro's Market. We want to thank Sam DePietro in Portland, Maine, who listens to us on WZAN, Dear Don, Mike, Rob, and Buzz, here's a bottle of, how do you pronounce it?
Absinthe.
Yeah. Hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy you guys. Buzz.
Oh, it's very nice.
The bottle you have at home of this hallucinogenic drink is tiny and airline bottle sized.
Sort of, yeah.
This baby is 110 proof.
Wow.
Alcohol content, 55% by volume, 750 milliliters. So it's like bigger than a standard wine bottle.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, look at this. This really looks legitimate. It's got a product of France on there, and this looks like a quality bottle, Buzz.
So, Buzz, there you go. Nice. There you go.
Well, thank you to that.
It says here that absinthe was a favorite drink of artists and painters throughout France.
See?
But especially the south of France during the early 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
Today, distilleries and then it's all obscured there.
It's all in French.
So anyway, let that work its way over to Buzz.
Cool.
And,
got the instructions on the back how you're supposed to...
add the sugar.
You're supposed to put the sugar on, and then you dissolve the sugar with 5 ounces of cold water.
Okay.
And stir with absinthe spoon and enjoy.
This will be great.
So you're set, Buzz.
Yeah.
You're set.
That's great. It's going to be a big weekend for me. I may come in Monday without an ear.
What a nutty, nutty audience we have. That's
God bless. But wait a minute. It's spelled differently.
It is spelled differently, and it's from a store that's selling it in this country, so I'm wondering if it's really the same thing at all.
Buzz, there's only one way to find out, isn't there? Down the hatch. Yeah. All right, let's go to Jimmy's Skin now. Maybe that's a bogus bottle. Maybe that's like...
I think it's another product.
Yeah.
A gag bottle.
I think it's just a different product, really.
Really, the only way to tell will be,
I bet it's good. I'll try it.
Down the old pipe.
Give it to Mikey. He'll drink anything.
We're ready now for Jim Skin, Jim McBride. Oh, and listen, Mr. Skin, world's greatest website, www.mrskin.com. I don't know if you know this or not. Jimmy is based out of Chicago, so we can ask him as well.
Very good. Yeah, we can check. Yeah. I think he might be a Cubs fan, too.
Jim, our question of the day, is Chicago still seething 1 week after that fan screwed with the ball?
Well, sure, the Cub fans are, but Sox fans like myself are as happy as can be.
Ah, you're a White Sox fan.
Yeah, big time.
He's a
ticket holder for a long time.
What about the general mood among even Cubs fans that you associate
with? Depressed. All my buddies completely depressed. They realize how, You don't understand. Since 1984, these guys have been talking about how close and Leon Durham ball through the legs and being, you know, needing one win and losing three straight. You've been hearing about it and hearing about it. Now they've got a whole other thing to complain about.
Are they still seething, though?
Mm-hmm.
They are. All right.
Yep.
Well, then we got to get
third.
You know,
I think it's a much more credible statement by Mr. Skim than it was from our agent.
Oh, you would take the word of a pornographer over the word of an accredited
I know
lawyer.
Pornographers. He is not a pornographer.
Mike, it's a lawyer versus a pornographer.
Now I'm going with the pornographer
every time.
I will go with a lawyer.
You've changed that.
I want to win the bet or whatever it is we have.
So we have to have a tiebreaker.
Yeah, we'll have to call the third person in
Very
Chicago.
Good.
All right, Jim. Having said that. I know that you're not here to talk about the Cubs or to talk about absinthe. Have you ever tried that, absinthe?
In what form?
Drinking.
The hallucinogenic alcohol? Have you ever drunk it?
No, I have not.
Ah, okay, very good. We'll send you a bottle.
Just checking. Great.
Because Buzz, our friend Buzz, has a tiny bottle that somebody gave him for his birthday, and now apparently some guy in Maine sent us a huge, like, Price Club-sized bottle of it.
Oh, cool. I'm up for anything, man.
The thing is gigantic, and I guess, Buzz, if you were to drink that during the show, would you be tripping during the show, as the kids say?
As you said, Don, there's only one way to find out.
Wow, would you be willing to try?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Hey, all right.
Yeah! Come on over and get it, Buzz. Come get it and get yourself some ice and some sugar and see what happens. Jimmy, what's...
Yeah, this is going to be a great show, everybody. Buzz. I'm already excited.
Buzz is going to take his hallucinogenic...
You're the man, Buzz.
...his hallucinogenic alcohol. Make yourself a cocktail, Buzz.
Have fun, Buzzy.
Man.
It's going to be fun. Make it a big one.
What if he, like, turns out on us?
Yeah. Well, it'll all be here on the radio for everybody
that
to hear.
That never happens.
Jim, what is new in the theater? You know, I'm sorry, I'm watching Buzz open the bottle.
No, go ahead. Yeah, don't let me distract.
No, Buzz, please go ahead, do that. I'll focus here on Jim.
Yes.
Jim, what's new in the theaters this week?
Well, lots of good stuff. The much-anticipated In the Cut, CUT, finally hits theaters tomorrow. Now, I've been talking about this for a while. The movie's directed by Jane Campion. She directed The Piano, you know, with Holly Hunter and Harvey Keitel.
She likes the nudity, doesn't she?
She loves it. She did Holy Smoke, another Skin classic, and this movie is no disappointment. Now, we sent some Skin turns to the Toronto Film Festival back in September, and out of all the movies they saw, this is the one where they were like, dude, you're not going to believe this, and they gave me a great report on it. Meg plays a New York writing professor who has a torrid affair with a detective. Mark Ruffalo plays the detective. Now, you get six shots of Meg's peg, six breast shots, which is outstanding. There's a scene where she has sex with her right hand, which is another steamy, great scene.
Hey, who hasn't had sex with that guy?
Let me get to the front of that line. And there's even a brief glimpse of, you can see Harry met Sally, so it's very exciting.
That's a good one. Pretty good.
Great. She has done some brief stuff in the past, but this will blow it away, and it's kind of cool. You know, she's 41 years old, and she's getting naked. I love that. I mean, I loved when Diane Lane was naked.
Right
and
on.
Faithful, and this
yep.
is great. So, great news. I always feel when I come on, you know, your show, and I'm like, well, there's a PG-13 movie, and
right.
you get a bra shot. I mean, this
right.
is like, this is quality stuff. So check it out. Great nudity from Meg Ryan. It's called In the Cut, and it's in theaters tomorrow.
And I think I'm a Meg Ryan fan, even though she went through that period where she had the haircut, and all the girls
yeah.
wanted
yeah.
the haircut like her.
Yeah, I saw
How is she holding up?
Really good. She looks good.
She looks good.
You know, the star in the Inquirer have been on her case about little face work, and you know, they put a picture on one of their covers of her, you know, and of course they take the one she looks the worst, where her makeup, it made her look like the Joker. But I could tell you, in this movie, she looks outstanding. Which
Fantastic.
Is
that's good news. I like
yeah.
that.
All right.
So
Jimmy.
That's great news. And then the other movie opening tomorrow is Scary Movie 3. It's the third installment of the Scary Movie franchise. There's tons of hot babes. Anna Faris, Denise Richards, even Pam Anderson and Jenny McCarthy have a cameo in it. The problem is it's PG-13. So that's kind of a bummer. No nudity. And I got to thinking, and I sent you guys this today, I got to thinking, like, if Pam Anderson ever does a brief R-rated nude scene in a movie, show some breasts or something, after that Pam and Tommy Lee video, it's almost going to be like a yawner, which kind of
exactly.
You know,
hold on.
The Pam and Tommy Lee.
Jimmy's got something for you this week, and I mean, really, this is a reason to go to MrSkin.com. Go ahead, Jim. I'm just pulling out the evidence I need here.
The Pam Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
One of the most unique, what do you guys call them down there?
It's her puzzy.
Yeah.
And it's the outside of her puzzy, and it's JonBenet, and it looks to me like if you got a slice of cheese and some mayonnaise, you can make yourself a roast beef sandwich.
Oh, my God. All right. Enough of that.
Much nicer than that.
Pamela Anderson in the stolen home video. There's a scene. Jim, how would you describe the scene where she's on her back and the camera is just all over her coochie?
Yeah, well, she's on a boat and she's and he's filming it, and she kind of actually it's an amazing scene. I mean, there's a ton of great scenes in that video, but this is the best. And she's on her back, and it's like a gyno shot. It's unbelievable.
Lord Almighty.
It's like a trip to the gyno office.
Wow, how about that?
And she has a very unique thing. You know, it's a very different looking.
In a very nice way, I would say.
Yeah, in a good way. I'm not
complaining. Yeah, absolutely.
It's very unique.
The thing about it appears to be, how's the verbiage I want to use? It's taller. Horizontally. It looks like her area goes virtually from her belly button to her butt crack. It's a big, long,
I see what you
much
mean.
Taller than a standard door.
yeah, she should be known as Clamola Anderson.
Clamola.
Yeah, so
again,
it's great. It's
very
amazing.
Nice.
So I just wanted to, I figured you guys would get a kick out of it, and thinking, boy, she has, there's nothing she could do in an R-rated movie that's going to blow away the Pam and Tommy.
I don't think so.
It ain't going to happen. No. So getting into the DVDs, a couple things. They're releasing this week Charlie's Angels Full Throttle. They're releasing a theatrical release on DVD and an unrated version that's supposed to include graphic violence and sexuality that wasn't in the theatrical release. Well,
right.
We grabbed the unrated version and we're going through it all excited, thinking, oh boy, this is great. Okay, there was no nudity in the PG-13 movie, but geez, unrated version, graphic sexuality, this is great. Absolutely nothing. In fact, there was a scene in there where the three girls drop down naked, a real quick scene that happened in the theater. And I remember seeing it thinking, okay, they're definitely wearing bodysuits or something because you can't see anything, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. Well, now that the DVD's out and we go through it, you find out that they digitally got rid of their genitalia and their nippages. So you're looking at basically the girls that they look like Barbie dolls in the scene. Lucy Liu, Drew, and Cameron Diaz.
So as we look at this picture from Charlie's Angels, our left to our right, would that be Drew on the right?
I'm not sure which ones you guys are looking at.
I think I would bet for, if it's left to right, it would be your Cameron Diaz, your Lucy Liu, and then your Drew Barrymore.
And it's the thing I wanted to just point out is just don't be fooled by the unrated, because there's really not a big, we were all talking about, like, what's the difference? But I just want you to know there's a theatrical release and an unrated version, and just so you know, no nudity in the unrated. In fact, the one chance for nudity where you could have really done something cool, on the DVD, they left the digitally removed body parts, so it's like you're looking at a Barbie doll. There's not.
Well, it's a little odd.
Wow. I kind of see nipples, but then it's like looking at clouds.
Yeah.
When you look at a cloud and some guy says, "Oh, look, that looks like an elephant," and I said, "No, that looks like a vagina."
Yeah, and they're jumping around too, so it's tough to really.
All right, but still, go to MrSkin.com.
Yeah.
Pam Anderson's beaver and Charlie's Angels naked.
Yeah, definitely. Now there was a couple other things. One, I just wanted to bring this up. Ken Park, this is I talked a little about this before, but I got to reiterate here. We finally tracked down the DVD of this movie. Now, Ken Park's is this controversial movie. It's directed by Larry Clark. Larry Clark, very controversial guy. He's the director that did the movie Kids from a few years back. Also Bully with Bijou Phillips and Rachel Miner. Tons of nudity in those movies. Now, this is...
Mike, I just want to give Mike a warning as I look at these pictures.
There's some D&Bs in these pictures.
Oh, dear. Watch out.
It's not just naked girls. It's
watch out.
It's a girl laying there, and you see a guy's sack. And
yeah, that's what I just wanted to say, that this is on his most graphic movie to date. It's about this California skateboarder's lives, and this guy puts amazing nudity in. I'm just showing you a tiny sample. There's two hot babes in this. Maeve Quinlan, who actually has been in The Bold and the Beautiful soap opera, which blows me away that she would do this movie. She's walked around completely naked the whole time, including a scene you could see where the young man is, I don't know, how do you want to say it? He's visiting south of the border.
Yeah, he's eating at the Y.
Yes,
I think
exactly.
It's pretty obvious that his skateboard is made of wood.
Exactly. And then the other girl, Tiffany Limos, has a menage a trois with two guys. And I got to tell you, this is not a rated movie. It will not. It's going to come here as unrated, obviously. But we were able. There's one place in the world you can get this DVD right now. This place
that looks like that guy from American Idol.
Oh, yeah, that's very good.
He really does.
We tracked this thing down in Russia.
Who do you mean, Clay Aiken?
Looks like Clay Aiken, the guy on the right.
Yeah, it's funny. So actually the pics and clips we have in the site are in Russian because the thing hasn't been released in the U.S. yet, but it will be. But this is kind of a sneak preview, and a lot of people are dying to see this because of all the graphic sex and nudity. It's called Ken Park, Larry Clark's latest. It's very... very wild. You definitely want to see it. So
yeah, it's nice if you want to see some guys.
There is guy stuff, but there's the ratio is about 75-25.
Well, you see that in a regular porno anyway.
Yeah, it's almost like it's pretty close to a porno.
I know, but you know, normally Jim doesn't deliver this to us.
Yeah, sorry about that. Well, let me make up for that with my last thing here.
Here we go. Yes.
Don't protest too much, you.
Back in 1992, while a young Mr. Skin was watching. Watching cable TV, he saw a direct-to-cable movie called Blown Away, and needless to say, I was blown away because this movie features one of my favorite babes, Nicole Eggert. Now, if you ever watched Charles in Charge in the 80s, she played Jamie,
the
hot blonde, and then she also was Summer Quinn in Baywatch a little later.
But I love thinking of her as the Charles in Charge.
Yeah,
girl.
Oh yeah, let's keep that fantasy going.
That's the erotic angle that I'm really liking.
Right. Oh,
she's kind of a girl next door, isn't she?
Oh, totally. She's like a California beach girl kind of thing. And just gorgeous, great body. Now, when this came out, what was cool, everyone knew her as the girl from Charles in Charge. All of a sudden, she's in this movie, and she literally, at the 12-minute mark, she gets naked, pretty much doesn't keep her clothes on the rest of the flick. Yeah.
Is that the Charles in Charge theme?
Of course it is.
Oh, my God.
It's always on standby, Mike.
Way to go, guys.
Nicole Eggert. And while she looks like she could put a couple of pounds on, she's got some rib action happening there.
Hey, that...
she's so naked,
that
though.
Picture where they're, like, in the hallway, and he's about to eat at the Y, is that Corey Haim?
You got it. And I wanted to bring out, there's a little warning attached to this movie. There is nudity from the two Coreys, Corey Haim and Corey Feldman.
Ah!
But this movie is so great. I've been waiting and waiting. It's finally out on DVD this week. So you've got to add it to your collection. It's a must-see, if you will. It's outstanding, and I've always had to watch it on, wait for it to be on cable or watch an old cruddy videotape. But now it's DVD, great quality, and you got to check it out.
Can't argue with that picture right there.
And it's too funny if you watched Charles in Charge.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry to say, I logged a few hours, a few brain cells gone with that show.
No one's proud of it, but there was a reason they had so many hot babes.
Absolutely. Jim, great. I would say that my highlight this week has to be the Pam Anderson roast beef sandwich.
Yeah,
Mike?
Pamela.
You know, since you already took that one, I'm really going to go with the last one. That picture of Nicole Eggert in the hallway, that works for me, Jim.
Oh, great. Little something for everyone.
There you go.
Again, it's the world's greatest website. I'm not kidding you about that. www.mrskin.com. You go there, you type an actress's name in. Tells you where she's naked. Tells you in the DVD exactly where to the precise second. And then you get some nice still photos and
good stuff every week from Jim Skin.
Always works for me. All right, thanks, Jimmy.
All right, talk to you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There is Jim McBride.
You know, it's that subject, but is there any more consistent deliverer of entertainment than that man?
Mm-mm. No.
He loves his work, Don. That's what it is.
Hold on, Mike.
Oh, well, look who came
Beyond
up.
Beyond the trees.
Oh, boy. There's
the
a
countdown
big one.
Now. 8 days to go until Halloween.
Yeah. One of them has a red beret.
Hey, this is Fred. We run Barry.
Hey, Robin,
oh, right? Now, you didn't even cut him off.
I didn't cut him off, Mike.
No, they left.
The haunted door opens and it closes.
They'll be back.
It opens and it closes. Well, Robbie?
I didn't know it was a haunted door.
Yes, it's the haunted door, Rob.
The haunted door because our Halloween spook outside
good.
Our window.
Well, that's exciting.
Well, Buzz has just popped his bot now.
Are you really doing that?
That can't be the real stuff because Buzz is just chugging that. That cannot be the real
stick
stuff.
Stick your tongue out. He just did. It tastes like licorice.
But that can't be the real stuff.
I'm gasping for air. Did you just take a shot? Can't they get you like a little glass or something? Yeah, that's being worked on, but, you know, I thought for fun I'd just chug it in front
of me. You mean...
Not the little back... That's good. Three or four pretty big swallows.
Buzz, now, is that spelled the same way as your stuff at home?
No, I have never seen it spelled this way before. It's A-B-S-E-N-T-E. Somebody could maybe enlighten us that might have a little knowledge of that.
I stand by that thing you said, Mike. It may not be real. Hello, Chris?
It might not be real stuff.
Chris?
Don Mike?
Yeah, what is that Buzz has?
I don't know exactly what he has. My guess is because of the alcohol content that it's probably alcohol-based, but mm-hmm. I have a bottle of absinthe, ends in I-N-T-H, mm-hmm. and you can't buy it in the United States.
Yeah, that's what I have at home.
Yeah, because it's like Cuban cigars.
Right.
But either way, well, I think it's a little different than Cuban cigars.
Is there anything about wormwood on that bottle at all, Buzz? No, I haven't seen anything about wormwood.
But either way, if what was the alcohol percentage on that thing?
55%. Yeah,
either way,
it doesn't matter. He's going to be
take another swig, Buzz.
Here you go. Yeah. I like licorice. You like the flavor of it? It's kind of like a Zambuca.
There he goes, and.
She's drinking. I mean, he's slamming.
He's drinking it like he's drinking all.
Let me see the bottle up to the left. This is not as heavy as Sambuca is. Let's see, I've got it down to here now.
Yeah, he's made a severe impact in that bottle.
You know, somewhere along the line, he just made a decision to just liven up a little bit.
Good day. You know what?
It's rocking and rolling for the show.
This is why I've loved him for so long.
Right.
He does do anything. He will try anything. He will do anything.
That's awesome. That's true.
He's a human guinea pig.
Way to go, Buzz.
Thank you, Charlie.
Oh, somebody just brought some ice in a glass.
All right,
let's see what it looks like. Yeah, let's see what color.
Because it's in a very dark bottle.
Hey, Buzz, hold on. Can you hold it up to your microphone so we can hear you pouring it?
Oh, it looks like absinthe. It's green.
Looks strangely like urine.
You're pouring quite a tumbler full there, Buzz.
Yes.
And you think it'll taste better on the ice?
A lot of show left.
If that's your urine, you might have some problems, man. That looks kind of green to me.
Yeah, it's a little green. That's true. But not like the mouthwash green of the absinthe I have at home. This is a yellow green, a pale yellow green.
Right. Am I losing my mind, or can you guys smell it over here? I smell licorice.
I don't smell it. I'm certainly going to go over during the commercial break.
And Don and Mike, hello.
Pretty damn tasty.
Yeah, Buzz, did you say that that's spelled A-B-S-E-N-T-E?
I did, yes.
Okay, well, in French, that's the female version of absinthe. Like absent from class or whatever. Yeah. Just thought you might like to know.
Absent.
Which means your brain will be absent after you finish it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing great,
Steve.
Hi, Steve.
It's Steve from Chico.
Yes, good, Steve.
First time caller, guys.
Great. All right, Steve, one more of those personal outbursts and we're going to have to hang up on you. See,
well,
Buzz is getting wasted already.
He is. He's getting buzzed.
Well, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, it sounds like you're from Chico.
You were calling with a clarification, right?
Yeah, the absinthe, there's two different types. There's one that's a liqueur, mm-hmm. licorice-based liqueur.
Yeah.
That would be the large bottle you have.
This stuff, yeah.
The small one that you can't get in the United States is actually an opiate-based drink.
It's got wormwood in it.
So the one that Buzz has...
You got a buzz already, don't you?
A little bit.
The one that Buzz has will make him effed up, but will not, like, cause him to have cerebral palsy or anything?
Yeah, unfortunately, you won't get that hallucinogenic effect.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, no palsies for Buzz today.
Well, consider this a warm-up for the weekend.
All right, thank
that's
you.
That's a shame.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm really looking forward to the news.
Me too.
So am I. And Buzz,
yes?
we will get you a designated driver tonight.
That'll be fine.
I urge you, on behalf of everyone here and everyone listening,
to knock yourself out.
Finish it off.
All right. Well, the bottle would probably...
Finish the bottle off.
That would be, look at your friend in back of you is making that.
110 proof, yeah, I'm going to have excess over
that
my
bottle
eyes.
Would put him in, you know.
You think that would kill him?
It would not necessarily kill him, but he'd probably,
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Buzz having to be taken away in an ambulance equals gigantic ratings.
Hey, Buzz, knock yourself out.
I think, frankly,
half a bottle of that, if he gets, and I think he can easily get to that before the news.
He's got a quarter gone already.
How you feeling?
Good.
take another sip, would you please?
All right.
Yes, he's
now. This is over ice for the first time, instead of straight out of the bottle.
How's it taste over ice?
I liked it better out of the bottle.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Why don't you just go ahead and...
That's because it's watered down, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Why don't you just go ahead and just take another hit off the bottle, then?
Yeah, if you like it that way better. Let's listen to him take a hit. Oh, it's a special Thursday.
Is he the greatest or not?
Yeah, this is great.
You don't even know this, Buzz. You don't know this. Nobody knows this. Today, really, right here in my show notes, we're going to play a game involving Buzz Burbank.
Fantastic.
We really are, and I didn't know the booze was coming today. Today, we're just going to be spotlight on Buzz.
Well, I hope I'm conscious for it.
So do
I. I'd say pace yourself, but
yeah, I think
nah, don't worry about it.
Right now, you're feeling how? Describe
just a
oh I sp-
a very pleasant, slight buzz. That's really all I feel right now.
I can smell it over here.
Yeah.
I swear to God. Yeah.
Yeah, a little licorice-y.
You got done? Yeah, you got any of that?
Yeah, swear to God. And he's in another room.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's in the next room.
Oh, my. I mean, thanks, man. A hangover tomorrow.
Oh, I don't know. I don't get hangovers.
You don't? Well, then go crazy.
Yeah.
Of course he doesn't. Right.
He doesn't get hangovers.
I don't get hangovers. I believe him.
Yeah.
I believe he doesn't get hangovers.
You and I get them. That's for sure.
Okay, we have to break. Buzz?
Yes.
Are you going to continue drinking during the breaks or simply drink on the air?
I think I'll just drink on the air. I'm going to take a little break here myself.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you. That's Buzz, everybody.
Oh, touche.
Buzz is drinking. Now, it's not real absinthe.
It's a liqueur. It's absinthe.
Well, I don't know whatever it is, but it's bleeding over here, and it smells like somebody's cleaning the carpet.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
This is Ghetto-licious!
Filling your radio with their intoxicating aroma. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah, there's some intoxicating aromas around this building today.
So Buzz is quite jolly already.
I am.
I went over during the commercial break and I decided to take a little whiff of the product. And the product is very similar to a spirit that you and I have enjoyed in the past called Sambuca.
But it's lighter. It's a lighter, cleaner drink than Sambuca.
It's another banned substance on my list, incidentally.
Yeah, I haven't visited it in quite some time.
Sam is one of those things that...
I liked Sam for a while.
I really love Sam.
When did we ever get into Sambuca? How did it come up?
I think at a Greek restaurant somewhere, somebody said, try this. And I remember what they said. It's like rocket fuel.
Mm-hmm.
You have one glass of this, you take one shot of this, and you are going to be drunk immediately.
Yeah.
And when Mike and I would do the Las Vegas-style shows...
We'd have a couple.
It was no secret that we'd sit backstage and we'd clink our glasses and have one, then say, well...
It was a great little, lubricant.
Do you think we need a second one for stage confidence?
Mm-hmm. Right. And you know, we would occasionally do it, and... That was something...
We do it every time.
But you know what? If we did it more than we should, and you and I both did that, I don't think there was anything that I've ever experienced that gave me a worse hangover. And I can actually remember the one time, and it was the time on the weekend that you called me on a Saturday. And you had said... I found out that my ex-wife was pregnant with my second daughter.
Uh-huh.
And I'd gone out to celebrate. And Sambuca was a big part of the celebration. And you had called me the next day, I think like at noon or 1 o'clock. to say that you had been invited down to meet John Madden and Pat Summerall.
Oh, that's right. Now, why? And they found
at the Four Seasons Hotel.
It's a great time. I'll invite Mike because it's a once in a lifetime thing to sit down with John Madden and watch him game plan for a game.
Laura brought me the phone. I was in the fetal position. And the whole time, as you're telling me this, when normally if I'd had my wits about me, I would have been like going, hey, you think maybe I can get in on this? That's how I would have thought.
Right.
The whole time, the opposite was true. I was sitting there going, hey, that's great. That's great, Don. That's great. And I'm thinking, please, God, don't invite me.
Leave
to
me
this
alone.
Thing. Please, don't make this only for you. And then when you got off the phone, it was just this sigh of relief, and then I just kind of went. But I remember that. I remember that vividly.
Good old Sam.
Yeah. Sambuca. And, you know, that stuff you're drinking, it might be green, but that's green Sambuca.
This Hold is on. Better than Sam.
Here it is Derek, who has more information. Derek.
Yeah, I have a real easy way if you find out if it's real or not.
Well, it's not. It's not
no,
the
it's
same
not,
product.
But it's good. It's not real.
Well, if you pour a little bit of water into the glass and it turns milky green, it's real because the wormwood oil makes it turn milky when water hits it.
Well, he's got it over ice, so that would melted ice would turn it milky. Let's see what it looks like.
Is it?
Look how milky.
It is milky.
It looks like a glass of green milk.
It does. Hold it up for Rob to see it.
Somebody get me some paint.
Well, but some might say that you know, yeah. Listen, it's
that's
not,
bruising. That's natural.
Bruising. Yeah, that's the ice crystals.
Right.
Yeah, so it's real then.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
So, you know, Joe had enlightened me also during the break that we're getting just hundreds of calls about absinthe, and everybody's got a different story.
Hello, sure. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
And meanwhile, Buzz is just mainlining it out of the bottle over there. To my hero.
Buzz's eyes are almost completely closed.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz, have another sip.
All right.
He's enjoying this.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is John from Portland, Maine.
Hi there, John.
I got the story. I've had it many times. Real absinthe. There's only one place that really makes it, and it's in the Czech Republic.
Right.
And it's also 170 proof.
Oh, my God.
And, Buzz, yours is only what? What was that? You're
110 proof.
Only 100.
Right. Right. That's,
55%
that's
alcohol.
Right. That's one that's it's a liqueur that's lower proofed. Based on the same recipe, but doesn't contain wormwood or some of the other herbs that is in
so
the real absinthe.
So you've enjoyed the real deal, and how did you find
it? Oh, yeah.
What was your experience with it?
Well, you know, at first it makes you really, really warm.
Did you see the girl?
No, but
the girl with the kaleidoscope eyes.
You mean the little berry?
It doesn't make you hallucinate like other hallucinogens do. What it does, it's kind of like the back of your head gets really warm, and it feels like it's been unscrewed a little bit. and you can see colors around objects, but it's not like you're seeing anything that's not really.
But that
there.
Won't happen in your understanding with what Buzz is drinking.
Not with that
well,
stuff.
Well, if it's 110 proof, and he drinks the whole bottle, it probably
anything can happen.
You know, the proof thing is sort of out the window with the amount that Buzz has been drinking.
Right.
Because it's simply the amount of alcohol
in
the Elston stomach.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Lori.
Yes.
Hi, honey.
Hey.
Here's a lady. Now, if the screen is right, she's a manager of a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, Lori. Hi.
The difference between the absinthe that you're drinking and the other is it's the one that can be sold in this country because it's...
Doesn't
because it has a bad cell phone.
Right.
Oh, that's too bad. But it does give us a chance to pull out.
Somehow I heard the rest of what she said.
Right. Yeah, why don't you have another sip, Buzz?
Hold on.
All right.
Let me put these tapes in while you're doing that, Buzz, because we got a new one now. Because unfortunately that lady, she is going to be stereotyped like everybody is on the show. She was nice enough to call in, offer an opinion. However, her cell phone broke up.
Mm-hmm.
So we said to Mike, what do you think of her? And Mike said,
see.
And then we asked Mr. Hand, what do you think? And he said,
see.
Then we asked Bill O'Reilly, and he said,
see.
And then we asked Little Red Riding Hood, and she said,
see.
And then we asked all four of them, what do you think about that lady? And they went,
see.
That's cool.
There you go. I like it. So we've got a bunch of...
It works.
A bunch of new CDs.
CD.
You know, it's the Little Red Riding Hood thing that makes that really work.
See?
See?
Hello, Vivian. Vivian. Vivian, darling. V-squared. Ethel Mertz. Vivian Vance.
Calling from Los Angeles.
Great restaurant. Vivian.
Oh, Vivian.
Well, I'm trying.
That's a disappointment.
So much for the plan of absolutely. I said I wanted to You know, I've
have
not
you
had,
been drinking?
I've not had a thing to drink.
Isolate, you know, isolate that one.
So much for the thought of going with what's on the screen.
There was a moment there. I'm not sure where it was, but I would like, you know how you isolated my, the other day? I'd like to have that one isolated if possible.
Sure.
It was like right after you stopped the first time and then you did something.
It's doing me no good to go with what it says on the screen, so I'll just take on-screen calls.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I have some information for your...
Hi.
For the liquid the buzz is drinking.
And we were all filled up now.
Yeah, we've covered.
Thank you.
Are you calling from Buddies?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, hi, good afternoon.
Hi there.
Hey, how's things hanging up there down in Washington?
Okay, enough chit-chat. What can we do for you?
Hey, you got to apologize for Wendy Lynn up here in Buffalo, man. She's taking all the heart, man. You made a bad thing with her, man.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
Wendy Lynn?
You mean the fat girl on the website?
Oh, yeah. You can't say fat no more. Thick, okay? Fat's thick.
Are you bombed yourself, sir?
Have you been drinking, sir?
No, I haven't been drinking, but I'd like to. Up here, he's got some good Canadian beer, you know what I'm saying?
Where are you calling from, Buffalo area?
I'm calling from Buffalo, sir. How you doing?
Wow. We're doing very well.
You, you know, even if you haven't been drinking, I'm going to advise you to stay clear of those falls today, okay?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm down on my luck, but I hope I make enough money off the video to pay my bail.
Well, down on your luck, are you?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, thanks for the call.
Hey, take it easy, guys.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sounded like Ernie Scar.
Yeah.
Yeah, take it easy. Drink your absinthe.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Ken from Chico.
Hi, Ken.
For the sake of Buzz and all of our listeners here, can you make sure that he gets home safe tonight?
Yeah,
we already insured that.
All right.
Yeah, God bless you. Thank you.
And what we're going to do to ensure Buzz's safety is that we're all going to leave before he leaves tonight.
That's the way we're going to do it. We're going to all sprint out of here.
We're
going to
leave and just, you know, make sure that there's not a chance he hits our car when he gets behind it. No, we're going to have...
Somebody will give him a ride home. Did I mention I have to get right home tonight? So does Rob.
I'll just give you my keys, and I'll give you my keys.
Here we go.
And I'll stumble
home.
Have another sip.
Come on.
I'll drive you home.
Yeah.
What the hell?
You don't live far from here, do you?
Hey, Stinky Poon, do you want to drive him home tonight, or do you want me to?
I'll drive him as long as he doesn't barf.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
So it'll be you and your buddy Joe.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Sure,
thanks.
Thank you, Joe.
You know, this is actually a historic moment. For the first time, I don't have the reddest cheeks on the show.
There you go. Absolutely. Look at him.
Like a
and listen to him
that.
Laughing.
Yeah, he's happy.
So much more than him. Maybe a shot of that every day.
He's having a good time.
Just a little.
Have another sip.
All right.
Another one.
You really are nursing that a little too much.
Yeah, well, you need to hit that a little harder,
Buzz. You have to understand, I really guzzled it out of the bottle the first couple of times. So
come on, go with
it. At this point, we're just sipping.
Come on, no, right. Come on. There you go. Animal that's right. Coming. That's right. Down the hat. There you go.
Oh, my.
And he did that thing like...
There you go.
He did that thing like when you're taking an aspirin.
Yeah,
when you
throw back.
You move your head back, you make sure the aspirin goes down.
Right.
How are you?
I'm in space.
Wow. Fantastic.
He's in space.
Major Tom here.
He is, and he's trying to keep it together.
Yeah. No, I'll be fine. The news will be fine. I've done this before.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be over here if you need me.
I'll drink for that. Oh,
you are seriously
it'll be fine. Trust me.
Oh, I'm enjoying myself.
Right, this leads to...
mercy.
A fantastic, really, I think this is going to work out. Buzz, before he announces, take another sip.
All right. If you insist, that's how the game works.
Yeah. Now, here's the game that we're going to play today.
Mm-hmm.
I give somebody a chance, maybe more than one person, a chance to win $100. We've not done this for a long time. Buzz makes the sexy call for you. However, today I've got some different parameters.
Okay.
Buzz is going to be calling your mom.
Right.
Whether it's your mom's birthday or your mom's anniversary, Buzz is going to be making a congratulatory call to your mother. You tell us about your mom, you tell us her name, and...
Is he going to do it in a sexy way?
Yeah, Buzz will deliver a sexy call to your mom.
I'm just going to predict But I think these are going to be sexier calls than he's ever made before.
I think so. So the setup is innocent enough. It's hi, Donna, Mike, my mom's birthday is this weekend. It would be great if Buzz called and wished my mom a happy birthday.
And then it can go something along the lines of, happy birthday, you are one beautiful, sexy woman.
The son or daughter would call and tell us the attributes that they think that their mother has. That
I love your long gray hair.
Right, you know,
your stooped shoulders.
Your ample bosom, the way
your ample bosom is
the way that your buttocks are still tight at age 58
right.
or whatever.
Sure.
Whatever.
And I think, so what you're looking for are sons and daughters of moms, and no dads, of course, that are really proud of the shape that mom's in.
And this is not to be confused with another game that we're going to do next week, the MILF game.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the MILF game is a totally different game than this game.
I think I understand the MILF game already.
Look forward to that.
I don't know if you do or not.
Really?
But
I like the concept.
Yeah. Moms, I'd like that. But this is just, Buzz makes the sexy call for you, and that Buzz is going to be calling your mom. And I didn't know when I had written this out this morning or last night, whatever it was, that Buzz was going to be drunk today when we get there.
Okay.
So I think you need to have another sip, Buzz.
If you say so, you're the boss.
I think you need to cowboy up there, Buzz.
Sorry, yeah.
Make sure you're okay for this bit. So if you want the chance to win $100, call us at 877-365-3636, and Sexy Buzz will make the call for you.
Yes, I will.
You know, it's the same joy I get when you do this in private once in a while.
And Buzz, let's do a practice call.
Okay.
Let's do a practice call. Now, not to a mom,
mm-hmm.
but I'll toss my wife out there.
Yeah.
Here you go. Come on now.
Oh, dear.
Come on, Sexy Buzz.
Dangerous territory.
No, John. Yeah, you can call her and
very
just tell
dangerous
her.
Test is
easy. Is easy.
All right, then I tell you what. If you don't want to call my wife, how about a lady who works at the station?
That'd be fine.
How about Colette?
Nope, I got someone better, Mike.
Okay.
Need her. Got it. Now, you want to just tell this lady.
Rob is having an orgasm.
I have something in my neck.
You want to tell this lady in as sexy a manner as possible what a bang-up job she's doing here at the radio station.
I can do that.
We love her. We chat with her every day here in the studio. J Law,
Joan Lotta, very good.
Tireless worker, really. One of the behind the scenes people that makes this show happen. Mm-hmm. And maybe not picking up her phone now on purpose.
Hello, and thank you for calling WJFK.
Oh, you know what you can do? You leave her a message.
I'll do that.
A practice message. Remember,
currently in the office.
Sexy.
So leave me a detailed message and a
sexy.
Number.
She's doing a great job.
As quickly as possible.
You want another sip?
Thank you, and have a great day.
I'm good. Okay.
I'll record your message at the tone.
Here we go.
When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Joan, raven-haired Joan, it's Buzz. I'm one of your people. I'm one of the drama people. One of the theater people. I know what you're all about. You know what I'm all about. I want you to know, you are doing a great job. And nobody appreciates it more than I do. God bless you, Joan. And if there's anything I can do for you, and I think you know what I mean, you let me know. You take care of yourself, Joan.
Thank you, Joan.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Joan.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man.
All right. Well,
one of your people.
How was that?
He's got the concept. Take another sip, Buzz.
All right.
We got a commercial set before we do this.
You say so.
There you go. You say
I
so.
I am enjoying this. I knew it when the whole thing started, I knew I'd dig it.
You know, this stuff tastes good.
877-365-3636. That's the toll-free number. Buzz makes the sexy call to your mom. We'll get your mom on the phone. Tell her that she's going to be on the radio. Buzz gives you the greeting. You know, birthdays, anniversaries, and we'll need some background on your mom.
Whatever you need.
Then you win $100. So call us right now.
Oh, this is big fun.
And, I should mention also, besides Buzz, you're going to like this.
What?
We got a guest today who I know you're a fan of.
Really?
Well, let's take another sip and let's see if you can guess who.
All right.
Who the guest is. I'll tell you that he's in Scary Movie 3.
Cool.
He was in Old School.
All right.
And he's been, hold on a second, he was a regular on the Larry Sanders Show.
Can you name him?
Ooh, see, I would have said Will Ferrell until you said regular on the Larry Sanders Show.
Have another drink and think about it. I'll give you another clue.
Okay.
He's a good friend of John Cusack's. He's been in the movie Serendipity, also Grosse Pointe Black.
Blank.
Mm-hmm.
Blank.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I said Grosse Pointe Black.
You saw a clip of that.
That was for Robert the Mailman.
How's the mouth working?
Words are so hard.
Now there's a great isolation.
Yeah.
Words are so hard. Rob, can you rewind that?
Oh, God.
Do you have that right now?
I'll live with that for the rest
of my
life.
Anyway, the guy's name is Jeremy Piven. This is the guy.
Oh, I've heard of this guy.
He was the dean in Old School. And remember on Larry Sanders?
He's a real. Yeah. He's been a lot of commercials.
Oh, yeah, he was the writer. Right. Yes, on Larry Sanders.
I'm the head writer.
Yeah, right,
the
right.
Head writer.
He's a very funny guy. Very funny guy.
Yes, he's in scary movies, so he's coming on the show. I think it's a phoner or a satellite thing.
Cool.
With him. And we'll do that right after we do Buzz's thing. You got it there, Robbie?
I believe so.
You think you got it? Okay, let's just hear Buzz say something about the words.
Here we go.
Words are so hard. It's got to be backed up just a little bit.
Ooh,
more.
See, I would have said Will Ferrell until you said regular on the Larry Sanders Show.
Have another drink and think about it. I'll give you another clue.
Okay.
He's a good friend of John Cusack's. He's been in the movie Serendipity. Also, Grosse Pointe Black.
Blank.
Blank.
Mm-hmm. Blank. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I said Grosse Pointe Black.
You saw a clip of that.
That was for Robert the Middleman.
How's the mouth working?
Words are so hard.
Oh, Lordy. That's so effed up.
That's so great. Tell me about it.
Man, right. Your face is the color of a little red balloon.
Buzz makes the sexy call for you. We'll do it right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, here we are. You always tell me you like to get $1 more than last year?
Yes.
Well, have I got good news for you?
What's
roll
that?
It. Last year was 57.50.055. So you got 58.71.225. How's that? That's more than a dollar.
Right, Ed.
All right. I'll be over here if you need me.
The Don and Mike Show. Strong? Listen, bud, they've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Michael Vera.
Buzz, before we get to Buzz Makes the Sexy Call for you.
Yes.
We have a surprise for you.
Another surprise.
Charlie, would you please bring in the bottle of real Aspen?
Oh, hey,
Absinthe.
I know, words are hard.
Somebody brought by, you know, I have it written down phonetically.
I know.
Absinthe.
Bringing the guy in here right now. Hi, sir. Enter. There's your microphone right
Absinthe
up there.
Absinthe makes the heart grow fonder. Hi.
How are we doing?
What is your name?
My name is Aaron Litt.
Aaron, where are you from?
I'm from Oakland, Virginia.
All right, thanks for coming by. Now, you got the real stuff for Buzz?
Real stuff for Buzz in Oakland.
Oh, my God.
Let me take a peek. Now, Buzz, look how big that bottle is.
Yeah, I see that.
That looks real, doesn't it? As opposed
produced
to
in the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Bought over the internet.
Traditionally distilled in the Czech Republic, only the very finest ingredients are used. And absinthe traditionally consumed with a small amount of sugar. And I'm just seeing if they've got anything with the wormwood in here. No, they don't have anything like that.
I will,
like
let's
thujone is the other word for it.
What was
what's
that?
It's like thujone. I don't know how to pronounce it, but you'll see thujone. That it's got 10% of the highest allowed by law.
All right, well, let's give Buzz a little bit of that before we start this segment.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Thujone is the wormwood?
Yeah, yeah. It's basically it's the chemical in the wormwood.
It is mouthwash colored, and that's important.
So I went over and I said to Buzz during the break, I said, you know, I'd be glad to drive you home. And I said, I know Joe would drive you home. And Buzz said,
hi, Buzz.
Buzz said,
is that a different smelling stuff?
Wow, that smells like hair tonic.
Buzz said,
he's right.
No, well, Marsha's coming to pick me up. And I said, oh, good. And as it turns out, it was my wife who was the secret squirrel that...
ratted Buzz out, huh?
Rita called or saw your wife today and mentioned that...
Informed her that I was not well. Now, sir, do you have experience consuming this product?
No, not at all.
You just had it, like, as a souvenir?
Basically, yeah, and that's why I didn't open it. I was afraid to try it.
It really smells like something out of a barber shop, like something that... In an old-fashioned...
That they would put all those combs in?
Yeah, like that blue junk. It smells a little licorice-y, but the overwhelming smell is alcohol and maybe like a little bit of like mentholatum.
All right, well, give it a swig there, Buzz. And
I don't know.
You, my friend, let me give you tickets to see David Bowie
Patriot Center, Sunday, September 7. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster and Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, thank you very much. That's
nasty,
a bad face.
Nasty stuff.
Oh, you just did it.
Did you take a hit?
Yeah, you did.
And what's it taste like?
Nasty.
Nasty?
Like
nasty. Furniture polish remover.
Oh, nasty. Oh.
So Buzz has had the fake stuff, which he's now chased with the real stuff. You, my friend, enjoy David Bowie.
Thank you, sir.
You are a great listener.
Good job.
You are a great listener. I do mean that. Thank you for coming by.
Good job.
We do appreciate it.
How you feeling?
Dizzy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now, it'll take a while for the real stuff, for that swig to kick in, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe I should let the alcohol stuff wear off a little bit before enjoying the real stuff.
Yeah, I think
why?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah.
Wow. I think, you know, listen, we're only halfway through the show.
No.
I don't want this fun to end prematurely.
You're right. No. Let's pace ourselves.
So have just one more sip of the real stuff.
The real stuff?
Just one more sip.
Oh, it's gone. Someone's taken it.
Well, oh, no. They've taken it from you?
Perhaps it's best.
You know, I bet you're thirsty. How about this?
Mm-hmm.
I saw you had your Mountain Dew when I was over there.
I do.
Have some of the elixir.
Mountain Dew?
No. Have the elixir.
The
and then
real
chase it with the Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. Have a nice sip of...
Oh, you took a nice big slug there.
Stuff's pretty tasty.
Now you're going to chase it with your Mountain Dew?
Now have some Mountain Dew.
All right.
Because that'll balance it out, because that's full of caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So he can fall down and shake.
I don't want to predict anything, but do you have a bucket in there, or do you have a trash can?
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen, but I do have the presence of mind.
Right.
I do have the presence of mind to know that I have no business operating a motor vehicle, and I have no intention of doing so.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night.
Oh, Elvis.
Okay. I don't know the words to it, so I have to read it. Google it up.
Time for Buzz Makes the Sexy Call for you to your
ready.
Mom. Let's see. Let's start with... how about Lou?
Lou!
Lou! Lou on Lou. Line number five. Hey, Lou! Hello, Lou?
Is Lou gone?
Lou?
Hold on.
How do you do?
Hold on a second. Let me see. Hold on a second. Who? Mother Denise? I can't figure this out. Can you figure this out? Can you see any of these names on this list?
Maybe this is more updated.
Maybe this is a newer list? All right, hold on. Let me just... We'll go with Lisa. The lady we just had on. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, now, your mom... Did you give the information... Is your mom's name Marianne?
Yes, it is.
Got it. Here we go.
We got all the vital information on Marianne?
Got it. Lisa lives in Virginia, listens to us on 106.7 WJFK. Thank you for that.
Uh-huh.
And your mom lives in North Carolina. Now, is it your mom's birthday, anniversary? What holiday is it?
I'm sorry, it's not a holiday, but she's just, she's real athletic and real outgoing and everything. And her health has kind of gotten down, and her doctor has made her slow down, and she can't go hiking, and she's 69, and she's just really bummed and depressed, and she really could use, you know, I think just a nice sexy voice.
Can you tell us a little bit about your mom, about some of her more sensual qualities?
Well, yeah, I have five brothers, so she's had six kids, and she's always kept like 105-pound figure, and she's always, you know, been real proud of herself and real athletic and outgoing, and she's...
She had pretty eyes?
Beautiful.
What color eyes?
Ooh. Blue.
Blue. Do you have a nice tight ass?
No comment.
Yeah, 69 years old.
But she wore belly shirts, I swear, up until about 5 years ago.
Really?
Wow.
And your mom, how is she in the breast department?
After six kids, I've seen pictures of her in high school where she was just outstanding, and I mean upstanding.
Hmm. So your mom, even at 69, is a sexy, sexy lady.
Yes, she is.
You think she does it in the no-no?
I think so, probably.
Wow. There you go again.
Her husband's always grabbing on her, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of disgusting. She probably gets it more than me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, incredible.
You bad little girl. Buzz, do you think you have enough information to call Marianne and wish her a happy day?
I think Lisa's mom's got it going on.
Hold on. Hold on there, please, Lisa.
This should be interesting.
Buzz makes the call for you. Let me dial it up, and Robbie, you get the mom's permission, please.
Do we have the name of Lisa's mom?
Marianne, yeah. Buzz. Marianne. We just said it. We just said it like 5 seconds ago.
Sorry, I missed that.
That's okay.
Marianne.
You want to take another sip before you go on?
No, I think I'm fine.
That's sure? One little sip of the green.
I don't know. It's a good idea.
Come on, Buzz. Just
have you reached your limit?
Take a sip because it's going to take us a second to get this mom on the phone.
I think I've got a second.
You can kick back when it's time for the guy from Larry Sanders.
I'll let you know.
You know, Don, I never thought I'd say this. I think for now, he's fine.
You think so?
Oh, he's really fine.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, you got a nice fire going.
Yeah.
Don't you want to stoke that fire to make sure that that fire continues burning?
I think right now, this fire would last definitely till the end of the show.
You think?
My knowledge of alcohol, absolutely.
See, maybe this is why I've always had problems with the stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
That I just never know when to quit.
Oh, you quit. You're very good at it.
I mean,
you're very responsible.
I mean, I've quit now.
You've had moments where you've gone, well,
I'll stoke it when it needs it.
I think I rest my case.
Hello, is this Marianne?
Yes, it is.
Marianne, hi. My name is Don, and this is my buddy Mike, and we
Hello,
do a radio
Marianne.
Show called the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, well, nice talking to you. Well,
nice talking to you, ma'am. And we have your daughter, Lisa, on the line.
Lisa? Hey, Lisa.
Hi there. Now, Lisa told us a little bit about you, and we got a guy on the show. Lisa, I'm going to put you back on hold, honey.
Okay.
This might be a little hard for you to hear.
We've got a guy that just likes to make nice calls to nice people.
That's right.
At the request of their sons and daughters.
So much of shock radio today is vulgar cruelty.
That's right.
That we've decided to go in another direction. It was, why is your mom special? So, Marianne, this is from your daughter, Lisa. Here now is our friend, Buzz.
Marianne?
Yes.
I hear that Lisa's mom has got it going on.
Oh? What is this all about?
69. That's a nice age.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
I hear you're one sexy mama.
Oh. And that's my daughter talking?
That's right.
Oh, I've got to take her in the corner somewhere and talk to her.
Well, I think you should. But that's okay.
Yeah?
Because she's saying nice things about you.
Okay.
She's saying you're a beautiful woman.
Okay. I'm listening.
She's saying you have beautiful eyes.
Well, thank you.
Beautiful blue eyes.
Uh-huh.
Marianne?
Yes.
It's my pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you, I think.
And I want to wish you the very best.
Thank you.
Buzz, could you be a little sexier?
Are you talking to me?
No, it's not to Buzz. Sorry,
the direction to Buzz.
Marianne, I want to share with you some very sexy man love.
Uh-oh.
Because you deserve it, baby.
Yes.
Talking about how she's kept her wonderful figure, Buzz.
I understand. You have kept yourself in very good shape.
Six kids will do that to you.
Good for you, Marianne.
Buzz, hey.
Yeah.
You might want to work it in your own way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when you would be as vulgar as me, but, you know.
Yes.
I can take care of you. And I can take care of your very tight ass.
I'm quite happy, thank you.
You're happy?
Yes, I am.
You know, Marianne.
Yes.
You could always be happier.
I'm going to kill my daughter.
there's no need for that kind of talk, Marianne. I can take care of you.
I don't know if my heart could take this.
Oh, wow. I think you'd survive. I'd take care of you, Marianne. 69 is a very nice age.
God. Oh, I'm dying here. I'm going to say that officially
yeah.
The end of the phone call.
That's the end. Marianne, your daughter wanted us to just give you a nice call to cheer you up.
Lisa. Hold on, let me get Lisa here. Hey, Lisa.
Lisa,
how do you think
you, girl.
How do you think that went, Lisa?
I think you got it laughing. I think that was the main thing.
There you go.
Lisa.
Thank you, Buzz.
Listen now, Lisa, you've won $100.
Yoo-hoo.
Cool. And ma'am?
Yes?
You won a Halloween mask.
I could use it.
Provided by AnyMask.com, the kind of mask, your kind of mask store. Go to www.anymask.com.
Okay.
And if I if you wouldn't mind, at least a nice talking to you. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
I tell you what, Marianne, if you wouldn't mind, we're doing a little evaluation on our friend, Buzz, who just did this bit with us. How would you describe the overall call that you received from Buzz?
Amusing.
Amusing, that's a good word. Did it cheer you up?
Well, I didn't need it, but it was a nice added ingredient to the day.
On any level, Marianne, did it turn you on?
Does it what?
Did it turn you on?
Not in the least.
Marianne, are you having a little trouble understanding Buzz?
Would it surprise you, to hear that the man that made that call to you is more than slightly inebriated right now?
It wouldn't surprise me,
though. God bless you.
Yeah, we're doing a little experiment with Buzz today, and we're having a lot of fun.
I mean, we were going to do this bit with him today anyway, but then this bottle of stuff showed up.
And he's drinking that absinthe. That's what he's drinking today. We're having just a little experiment.
Well, tie him up and put him away somewhere.
Marianne, you tie me up.
And before we let Marianne go, yes. I think it's time to toast. Yes. To Marianne's.
Yes, have a toast, Marianne.
Marianne.
She's been a very good sport, and he's drinking to you now, Marianne.
Oh, take it easy now.
I will.
Take
Marianne.
It easy.
For you, baby.
For you, baby.
Marianne, you're a wonderful sport. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice talking to you. Hold on, please.
We'll bless you.
Send you a mask. hold on just a second.
That'll cheer up.
Oh, man.
That'll cheer up, Stephen. Oh, Jesus, Buzz.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Funny, ain't it?
Oh, God damn, you don't know, Buzz.
Oh, man.
I mean, you may never know.
Yeah, probably.
You may never know. You'll wake up tomorrow and you have to do a hey, what happened thing.
I don't know.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you feel any different?
God.
I mean, after the real stuff.
Hey,
I mean, that
what
you
happened?
I
don't know.
You don't because you're just...
Because I'm such a mess to begin with. I wouldn't have an idea.
You don't see the colors or the rabbits or anything? Or?
No. No, not yet.
You'll let us know.
I will.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you to everybody that was on hold there. We only had time for one today.
Wow.
It was that lady. It was Buzz Makes the Sexy Call for You, which is a crazy, kooky, copyrighted feature of the show. Now, when we come back, we'll have the guy from Scary Movie and the guy from Larry Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And, Buzz, you, of course, as always, have an open microphone to jump in at any time.
You don't want that.
Oh, yeah, I want it for more today than any other day.
You think maybe one little sip before we go to commercial?
If you say so.
Just one. So here you go. Just
nice one. A nice good one.
There you go.
Very good.
You're putting a nice dent in that.
Merry Christmas, Buzz.
Merry Christmas.
Can you hold up? Do you have the bottle in there so we can see how much you've had?
I do.
it's almost half gone.
Not that much.
He's having a good
about
time.
About that much.
A good old time.
About that much. Words are hard.
They are hard.
Words are hard.
69 is a good age.
You said that to her about five times.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Wonderful.
Sorry, that's why you're here.
Right.
That's why you'll be drinking every day now on the show.
Cautionary tale to everyone. Don't drink.
Wow. There you go.
Don't drink.
See what it does.
Be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show. The Mental Health Association of D.C. promotes mental health and prevents mental illness. If you need help or want to give help, hit WJFK.com.
Right, he's drunk. Guy just read that.
WJFK.
Hi, Buzz.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm the head writer.
Tell me again.
I'm the head writer.
Tell me again.
I'm the head writer.
The Don and Mike Show.
I pulled this one out for you, Bud.
Thank you, Don.
You're very welcome.
You can call Don and Mike anytime.
from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
How you doing, Sparky?
I'm okay.
I'm the head writer.
A kind word cannot cost much. With half a loaf of bread and an empty cup, I found myself two friends.
Right.
Don and Mike.
There you go. Hold on. Let me hear the head writer tape again. That's the guy from Larry Sanders.
I'm the head writer.
Tell me again.
I'm the head writer.
Tell me again.
I'm the head writer.
He's the head writer.
Jeremy Piven.
Oh.
What's the name again, Buzz?
You know.
Who is he, Buzz?
Jeremy Piven. Man.
I know.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
You're great.
Don't apologize.
All right.
No need.
Okay. You know what you sound to me like?
You sound like you're thirsty.
You sound like thirsty. Maybe you could keep that going a little bit.
All right.
There you go. Here's another sip of, tasty,
man.
Well, Buzz, we're just padding now, waiting for this guy. This guy buddies with John Cusack. He played the dean in Old School.
Very good. Which is, in Old School, is a pretty unusual role for him. He normally doesn't play that kind of role.
A movie that I like is The Family Man with Nicolas Cage and Tia Leone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Christmas Carol type thing. He plays the neighbor. And we like him from Larry Sanders. But he's in Scary Movie 3, and the deal is that he's one of these guys now that's famous enough that they just give radio stations, I think, 5 minutes with him.
Ah.
And I believe our 5 minutes start right now. Let's say hi to Buzz. His name again is?
Jeremy Piven.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Good, man. Who was that?
That is our newsman, Jeremy, and we're performing a little experiment with
him. I'm sorry, dude. He is drinking absinthe today.
Yeah.
On the show, and he's a big fan. We're big fans.
True.
You're in Scary Movie 3.
Yes.
Jeremy Piven, mm-hmm. That's how you pronounce his name.
Right.
Also, Old School, as I mentioned. I liked you in The Family Man.
And, of course, we all liked you in Larry Sanders also.
Oh, amen.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, you guys done your homework. Good.
Well, you know, it's not doing the homework. You're one of those guys, when you see you on TV, at first they go, oh, that's the guy from Larry Sanders. That's the guy. And here, we even got this tape.
I'm the head writer.
Tell me again.
I'm the head writer.
Tell me again.
I'm the head writer.
I'm the head writer.
Oh, my God.
Don't you like it when we can bring out a clip like that?
Yeah.
That's genius.
Now, not only is this guy in this movie with all these other people, Scary Movie 3 that opens this weekend, that's what you're pushing, right?
Indeed, yes.
Yeah. He's also friends with John Cusack.
Cool.
He's been in a lot of John Cusack movies, including Serendipity. But the thing that I found the most interesting about Jeremy Piven, and then I'll turn it over to Buzz for the rest of the interview.
Oh, my God.
Was that when you were coming up the ranks before you got the Larry Sanders thing, when you were on the show Coach, when you were on Drew Carey, when you were on Grace Under Fire, and when you were on Ellen, each of those different shows you played a character named Spence Kovac. How could it? Is that some kind of joke that this one name was given to four separate characters on four separate shows?
No, that is that's a glitch in a bio that needs to be taken care of. What happened was when I was doing Ellen back in the day, I believe Jamie Tarsus, who was kind of running the network at the time, thought wouldn't it be fun to have all these shows film in Vegas and each. You know, like my character from Ellen would go and enter into one episode of each of those shows. So that happened once. Not even that exciting.
So it wasn't a running deal then.
All right, never mind. Forget I said
that. That's it, man. That's the end of it.
Forget I said that.
If a cell phone ring and you can't find it and the joke is on you.
Larry Sanders, you're great on Larry Sanders. Buzz, you're a big Larry Sanders fan. Why don't you ask Jeremy a couple of questions you guys want?
Jeremy, we're going to turn you over now to our drunken newsman, Buzz Burbank.
Jeremy, I apologize for my condition, but I want to tell you that I love Buzz, the moment on Larry Sanders.
If I could just interrupt,
yes?
I think you need
another sip.
Just before you ask your question, just another sip.
My boss insists.
Pardon us there, Jeremy.
All right, I love the moment on Larry Sanders when you were asked if you loved your job and you said no. I mean, that was a great moment. And
is that you, Jeremy?
Was that an improv you're saying?
Was that you in that scene?
I really said I don't love my job.
Yeah,
right. As the head writer on Larry Sanders.
You know what? That job was unbelievable because that show was so brilliantly executed, and Shandling knew that world so well, so it was an honor. And
well, you're going to have to tell him you're talking about a scene.
Right.
And I've been doing it my whole life, and I'm really, truly honored to be a working actor, so I do love my job, yes.
I was disappointed when you left Larry Sanders. Why did you leave the show?
I left the show at the time because I had an offer to do a movie called PCU in which I could do the lead, and Larry Sanders was brilliant. The problem was my role originally, they couldn't decide between me and Wallace Langham, the other guy, the other head writer with me, or the other writer with me.
Right.
So that every week they would just split our lines up. And the show was brilliant, but there was really nowhere to go on that show.
Right.
I did 3 years. It was the best TV show I've ever done.
Sure.
And I wanted to kind of explore films, and they were nice enough to let me go. And that's kind of the way it went down.
Well, Jeremy, maybe you can't tell this. We are giant fans.
Right.
We're a little obsessed on you. I even watch Serendipity, and you know,
there you go.
I mean, I watch that without my wife. So you got to know I'm a fan of John.
And your role in Old School was kind of you haven't done a lot of roles like that.
Yeah,
and you know, it was broad comedy, obviously, but it was a bit of a stretch for you, wasn't it?
Well, you were the tight ass
dude. The way that I've actually never played the villain,
right?
And certainly never kind of like really buttoned down conservative dean of a university. I mean, so that was I just felt like that would have been fun. I read the script, I could tell that it was just hysterical, and I wanted to be a part of
it. Was that a fun set to be on?
It was a fun set. Unfortunately, I didn't have as much fun as the rest of the boys because Todd, I can't believe that I'm blanking on my man's name all of a sudden. The director of Old School wrote the characters for Will Ferrell and Luke Wilson and Vince Vaughn really, you know, wrote into their strengths and did a brilliant job of writing it and directing it. I was kind of there to play the foil. So I didn't quite have as much fun as those boys, but I had a great time.
Did you have any contact with Lisa Remedy, you know, the girl from King of Queens?
I don't.
Mm. Oh, because she was in that movie
just as well.
She was. I did have a one or two moments with her. She's a really sweet woman.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. Yeah.
Why, you have a crush on her?
No. We've had a bit of a falling out.
No.
But what happened?
It's a long story.
We don't have time. You're busy. Let me just say that we want to plug this again. Scary Movie 3 opens this weekend. Jeremy Piven is in it. And Jeremy, now if you have just about a minute. We have something called the sex quiz.
Always fascinating with every celebrity guest that we get on the show.
Okay.
And for the very first time ever, I'm going to pass over the duties of asking the questions to Buzz.
Oh, God.
Buzz, so the mantle has been passed to you.
Okay.
Jeremy Piven, all this stuff he's been on. And really,
you are the definition of a working actor, Jeremy.
We're fans. Hey,
thank you. Well, that's a beautiful thing to be known as.
I know. Yes, it is.
Jeremy, I admire you. I apologize for my condition. I just want to remind you that we've asked these questions of presidential candidates.
Buzz, I think you need another sip.
Have another sip before you ask.
You are sounding a bit.
We've answered these questions ourselves, and we appreciate you taking part in the quiz.
Buzz, take a sip.
Okay.
Have a sip, though.
A sip before you ask the questions, Buzz.
I had the pleasure of smelling Buzz's studio. It smells like the Twizzler factory.
All right, Buzz, go ahead.
Licorice flavored. Jeremy, question number one. Have you ever been in a three-way or group sex?
I have to plead the fifth to that.
What does that mean?
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
Go ahead,
I'm going to take that as a yes.
There's five of us.
Question number two. Have you ever had sex while a woman is menstruating?
What's interesting about all of these questions is I can go to prison for answering all of them.
No, that's not true.
That would be another yes. Let's go ahead.
A lot of famous people have answered these questions, Jeremy. Number three, have you ever had a lesbian or homosexual experience? I guess in your case.
I actually haven't.
Yeah, that's a no.
That's a good thing.
All right. Number three, have you ever had, number four, I guess, have you ever made love in your parents' house?
Have I ever made love in my parents' house?
Oh, come on, yes.
Indeed, I have.
Yes.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
I'm thirsty. Anybody else thirsty?
I'm thirsty. I'm going to take a drink of my water.
I'm going to have some of my diet soda.
Oh, Buzz, just chug back a little bit of that.
One thing.
Thirsty myself. Yes, Jeremy.
Like the perfect crowd for Scary Movie 3, which opens today.
Jeremy, we got you plugged in.
Off the hook funny. You know that, don't you?
We'll be there, Jeremy, for Scary Movie 3. We'll be there.
I mean,
Me, Queen Latifah, Eddie Griffin.
Well, there you go.
Nielsen, Ja Rule, Charlie Sheen.
I hear it's...
Movie 3 is off the hook funny.
It's great if you're on absinthe.
Yeah, you know, if you're 13 years old, if you're 33, 53, 113.
Right.
Are you aware of the effect?
Absinthe, take 5 sheets of high power bladder acid, whatever you need.
Funny. Right, there you go.
God bless you, Jeremy. Number 4, have you ever made love in your parents' house?
Yes,
you said yes to that. Number 5,
Buzz, you're drunk.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex, Jeremy?
I am a...
Oh, come on.
Just say this about that.
That's
I love women from every heritage.
God bless you, Jeremy.
So I have indeed been to Morocco.
Number 6, have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
Harold, what is that?
Well, you know, pleasured yourself in front of another woman, for example.
Or a man.
Pleasured myself in front of another woman.
Yes. For example.
At some point, I'm feeling like there's a monitor that's going to come in from the fine Movie 3 people and make the bombing stop.
No, that's fine. This is a fine quiz.
I'm going to put you down as a yes.
Yeah, we'll put him down for a yes.
All right.
Number 7, Jeremy, have you ever had sex in a public place?
You know, during the premiere of Scary Movie the other night, when people were slapped...
Oh, Jeremy,
would you
please
stop with the blood?
We want everyone to see your movie, Scary Movie 3.
No, you don't understand. I'm saying, while we were... First of all, people were laughing, and literally...
Right.
Their pleasure glands were frappéed.
Of course. Of course they were.
Literally had an orgasm during...
I'm going to take that as a yes, Jeremy. Yes. Number 8, have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
I've simulated it during the Larry Sanders Show, and actually during sex, I never have.
Okay, this guy. Number 7, yes, absolutely. Number 8, have you ever been, number 9, have you ever had sex in the no-no spot, Jeremy? You know what I mean.
The dirty penny, the
exactly, Jeremy.
Dirty penny.
Will.
The dirty penny. That rocks.
Yeah. Have you? Have you?
Bye.
Yes.
I you know what? I have to say that I have never been allowed to.
Okay,
oh,
there you go.
Good for you.
All right,
James. That's the buzzer.
That's right.
Good for you, Jeremy.
Number 9, have you, number 10, do you swallow? That doesn't apply.
No,
number
don't
10,
ask that to guys.
Don't ask that question.
Number
9,
Lydia Remini, that's just where she hated you.
Forgive me, I'm inebriated. Number 11.
You're what?
I'm inebriated. Number 11, what is your total number of sexual partners, Jeremy?
To the nearest 100, 1,010.
But you save that one till the end.
Okay, well,
but he can answer it now. To the
number
nearest,
11.
To the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000.
Uh-huh.
Jeremy, what do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to have been?
What I can't believe at this point is no one from Dimension Films is breaking in.
I know you're dying.
No one to save you, Jeremy.
You're dying and waiting for that to happen, but it's not.
I'll be honest with you. During the premiere of Scary Movie 3, which comes out this weekend, is off the hook.
Okay.
I made love to myself.
Yeah.
That'd be one.
Funny.
All right, very good.
All right, one. Number 12, have you J-O'd...
I'm sorry, we need to wrap up the interview.
We will. Jeremy, have you J-O'd today?
No, but clearly you all need to.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, so that...
You know, we love you, Jeremy.
Is that it?
Hey, good luck to you, gentlemen.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
I think he's blowing you off, Buzz.
Buzz,
that's not polite.
Buzz, I think you're in it. He hello?
Oh, jeez.
He's gone.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was a handful.
He seemed nice.
A great segment, though.
I'm the head writer.
Tell me again.
I'm the head writer.
Tell me again.
I'm the head writer.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it is.
I am a fan of his.
Yeah. Me too.
He's kind of dicky. I mean, Buzz is just a little loaded.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he was a little uptight. I don't think he's familiar with the, the glare of the spotlight.
Apparently not.
No, he sure didn't want to promote Scary Movie 3, though.
Yeah. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Hi, Charlie.
I don't know how much it was him and the people who set this up. I made sure to unplug the phone so they couldn't call or get through to say, can you wrap this up?
Right.
So they only wanted it to go 3 or 4 minutes.
3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
What was the total time?
We had a minute over 10.
Yeah,
right?
About 10.
Okay, didn't seem like that to me.
Yeah, I know. I think you did a great job. A little trouble with the sequence of questions with the numbers.
Yeah.
But other than that, you did great.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Good.
Would you like another sip?
No.
Come on.
Please. Think of all the people that have just gotten in their cars now and don't even know what's happening.
You got a little bit more entertaining to do.
I hope those people are more sober than I am.
He's
These folks who are joining us now, and let me just say, this is why you can never miss a moment of the show. It's like 1 out of 10,000, man, we hit a home run.
That's right.
And today was that day.
I like Jeremy Piven. Sorry that I went that way.
Buzz is drinking a combination of both real and fake absinthe.
Mostly fake.
Mostly fake. He had just a swig or two of the real stuff, and then the other stuff he had, we've discerned, is a much higher octane Sambuca.
Yeah, that's the stuff with that wormwood in it.
Yeah, but you say fake. I mean, you should know that it's still over 100 proof.
It is indeed.
Not anything you want to...
And Buzz is feeling very, as I would say, festive today. Yes,
and he loves Jeremy Piven.
He does indeed.
He's good.
He does. Well, who doesn't, Rob?
Exactly. And he's really sad that that segment went the way that it went.
I am. I like the guy.
But don't feel bad, Buzz, because a lot of times those guys are dicks.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
that's
it.
That's too bad.
That's okay. You're a happy guy.
And, yes, you know, he certainly got some plugs in for his movie.
Yes, he did.
Scary Movie 3. What was that again?
Scary Movie 3. When does it open, Buzz?
Oh, soon.
The theater's near you. Oh, it opens tomorrow, Buzz.
Oh, that's soon. Do you know what a nice little fact is?
What?
We've got the news coming up soon.
Oh, I know. Jesus. And that's why we have to keep him drinking.
I agree.
We've got like another segment or so before the news.
It'll be good.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Oh, holy crap. We can't get into this right now. We got to take a... But we'll take your call. Hello.
What?
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You got to make me do something I haven't done in over 43 years, and that's wet myself.
Hey, Buzz, you made somebody wet themselves.
Congratulations, sir.
This is crazy. I mean, this whole thing, I think the guy you just interviewed was kind of, you know, stuck on himself. But before that, I had to pull off the road. This is ridiculous.
Very good.
Well, maybe the guy was a prick, and maybe it took Buzz in his current altered state to bring that out.
You never know.
Because if it had been you and I mean, I'm a fan. I would have kissed his ass.
Hey, what's the deal? Are we having fun? That's the important part, right?
Way to go, Buzz, and you told off a semi-major star today.
I like the guy. I know you do.
I know.
Jeremy Piven.
But before we go to break, let's toast him.
Toast to Jeremy Piven.
A toast to Jeremy Piven.
It's almost empty, his glass. It's almost empty.
A toast.
Cheers.
What?
Cheers. Who are we toasting to, Buzz? What's the name of that
actor? What's his name, Buzz?
We're toasting Jeremy Piven.
now you got to have the drink. Here we go.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I
have the drink.
Now get one more. Here we go. Ready? Here we go.
Mm. Yeah. Such a task.
Mm. Mm.
All right. Ah, that's good.
Very good. Tasty, isn't it?
Is it time for the news?
Not yet.
Okay. Not yet, Buzz. We got one more fun thing. Everything is fun today. I've had nothing to drink.
But it's kind of rubbing off on both of us, I think.
Yeah, it's the goofy factor.
You don't have an excuse. You know, at least with me, it's probably something that's still in my system.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Back then, drinking usually was a source of humor, especially on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Off camera, no one recognized the problem.
I don't ever recall him not showing up. I don't ever recall him getting surly or nasty. I mean, I'm sure you'll hear this, too. At certain times at around 5 o'clock, he would draw martini glasses on his script while we were having notes or something like that. But it never seemed to be an issue.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz.
Huh? What?
Name this song. You love it.
Okay.
You don't know it yet?
No.
You're so drunk.
Yeah.
Buzz, you love this. You put this on a CD for
sure I do. I don't know.
I'm telling you, I'm playing a CD that he made for me.
Probably.
Not probably.
He doesn't know.
I don't think this contest is over yet, Buzz.
No.
If that is your real name.
Right.
Right. Well,
doing an adequate job.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
What do you think, boys? How about a toast?
Here's to Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart.
Right.
And the song that Buzz loves, You're Still My Favorite Girlfriend, Alice Long.
Let's drink to them, Buzz.
Here you go,
Alice
Buzz.
Long.
Come on, Buzz.
Cheers.
Cowboy up. Cheers.
Cheers.
Now, you got a little bit left there.
Yeah.
Let's finish it up.
Come on.
Let's get it. Here we go.
I don't know.
Down the home stretch. There you go. Yeah.
How are you?
How you doing?
Fine.
You're in a different stage now, aren't you?
What?
Yeah, he's in an out of it stage.
Man. Alcohol makes people ugly.
Yeah.
Not you.
Don't drink.
Is there anything you'd like to say to everybody that just get anything off your chest?
Don't drink.
it doesn't make you ugly, though,
Bud. Just a mess. No, I'm pretty much the same person, only slower. Yeah.
You want to sing?
I'll sing
with you.
No. No, get me a different song.
Nope. He wants a different song, though.
This is one that you... Yeah, all right, I'll get something else.
Like. Yep. Buzz, is there anything you'd like to request?
Alice Long is okay.
How about that?
It was honest.
Are you okay? Oh, was something coming up there for a second?
No, I'm fine. I'm really fine.
Would you like White Rabbit?
It was on a CD you gave me.
Oh, God, yes.
He'd like the White...
I don't know if we have White Rabbit.
That's all right.
I know Buzz was... He had changed states because I saw him in the hall.
Well, you know, here's the funny thing. We're all slurring now.
Yeah, he's paved the way.
Yes.
But I said, Buzz, how are you doing? He says, I'm quite drunk. I said, well, you'll want to have a glass of water before bed. He said, yes, and an aspirin.
Only I couldn't say aspirin.
Yeah. What was that guest that we had just a moment ago? What was his name?
Jeremy Piven. He's very good, but he was sort of uptight.
He was.
Sorry about that.
Was,
yes.
And you had to ask him questions, didn't you?
I did, but he wouldn't answer.
He wouldn't answer.
No. What are you selecting for Buzz to sing, Don?
Well, I don't know if he's going to sing it.
Okay.
I like it, though.
Depends on what it is.
I think it kind of fits the mood.
All right. Very good.
You know, I mean, we're festive. We're happy. Now, this was not on... The CD that you made me of songs that we both like.
Not our love CD.
So I'm guessing here. I know you know it, Buzz.
It's pretty.
And you do like the nightlife.
I do. I love the nightlife.
Go, Buzz. Please don't talk about love
tonight. I like the boogie.
He just sat there.
He needs a hook.
All right, well, wait till he gets to the hook.
All
okay,
right.
here comes.
We can certainly pad up until the time when Buzz sings the hook, Tom.
I'll tell you, this girl who sings this song, Alicia Bridges, saw her on one of Where Are They Now the type shows.
How'd she look?
P.I.G.
Ooh, really?
I mean, not that she was beautiful to begin with, but now she has a true white trash quality about her with her dyed hair, big fat.
That's okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Buzz Burbank.
I like the nightlife. I like to boogie.
On the disco,
Yeah.
Is it time for the news?
There's no
Not
way.
Yet, Buzz.
There's no way he would get that
He
one.
Knows the words, though.
He knows the words?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know the words to this, Buzz? I'd love to hear you sing this.
Rubber Band Man?
Yeah.
By the Spinners.
By the Spinners.
All right. Let me do a thing here, then. It's 6 minutes until the hour, everybody. Happy Thursday. S-H-I Thursday.
Don't abuse it, Michael.
Now, Rubber Band Man. Here, everybody. Sing it, boy. Mike Elston Band.
Hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my hat. Time for that.
Catch the latest sound. Guaranteed to blow your mind. So high you can't come down.
Here you go now, Buzz.
Hey now, coming down the rubber band man. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Rob Z didn't sing with that one.
I'm so sorry. I apologize to everyone.
Don't apologize, Buzz.
Okay.
We love you, and this is maybe your greatest moment on the show.
This is terrific, really.
Yeah, this is one... For my parents.
Oh, come on, Buzz. No.
I'm
don't
fine.
Don't go in
I'm
that
fine.
Direction.
No, I'm not down. I'm fine. not all that proud.
Buzz,
it's fun.
All right.
What do we do here? We have fun.
We have fun.
That's it.
Great
fun.
Entertainment. And the reason it's so funny is because you're the last person it would be expected from.
In fact, you're the only one that would make it this funny.
Right. Mr. Straight Guy.
Yes.
So, Buzz?
Yeah.
Now, come on. I know you know this one.
Been played at every wedding for the last 25 years.
I know you know it. Earlier today, we tried to call this out. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mike Elston Band.
On the south side of Chicago. Baddest part of town. And if you go down there,
you better just beware. The bad Leroy Pine. Leroy. He's got trouble. Stands about 6 foot four. Downtown ladies. Call him Tree Chop Lover. I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever. Okay, before we take a call.
Yes.
How about another sip?
One more sip. Just to finish up what you got there, Buzz.
You're the boss.
All right, there we go. Go for it.
And Robbie, while you cue that one up,
Robbie. Save one last one for the last little sip?
Well, I've...
Okay.
Rob has selected one.
I think you'll be able to sing.
Heart.
But before you sing this one, how about...
Yes, Don.
Hey, buddy. How about a little acapella?
Oh, no.
They're coming to take me away.
Please.
Because you do sing that when you're not drunk.
You want to start a clown?
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk?
Well,
you left me anyway, and now the days got long and long, and now I see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, hee, ha-ha, to the funny part where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men, you know, like, wink, 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 and they're coming to take me away,
There you go.
Bravo! That's your signature song right
Take
there.
Take a deep breath, Buzz.
Sure, geez.
Charlie, you get some good photos for the website?
He sure did.
Mm-hmm. WJFK.com. Just click on the Don and Mike icon.
You're saying hi to Charlie.
Approve those trades for me and everything will be fine.
Approve what?
The trades. The NFL trades.
Oh, the trades.
Oh, you're getting happy about
kicking
that.
Kicking ass about that.
You beat me pretty handily.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Very proud of that.
All right, Buzz.
Pretty to sing a little Carole King there,
Carole King? Come on, Buzzy.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
It's like Shatner.
I feel
Mr. Tambourine Man.
Oh, geez.
And these
pictures
gone.
Will haunt me forever, won't they, Charlie?
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Get a picture of him saying that name of that actor that we had interviewed a few moments ago. Who's that, Buzz?
Jeremy.
God. Oh, mercy.
Oh, my God.
This, yeah, baby.
This is going to go in my permanent record.
Yes, and wonderfully so, Buzz.
Don't sweat it, though, Buzz.
Special day.
I got to pee.
He's got to pee.
Well, don't we all, Buzz?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hold it until the commercials.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
What are you sorry to Charlie for?
He's apologizing
for being inebriated.
You're fine.
Don't worry. I grew up with it all my life.
Oh,
I understand. Yeah. God bless you, Charlie.
Now, what Buzz had earlier today was not absent. It was an Americanized version.
Very which strong.
A liqueur.
Right.
Sambuca-ish. It smelled like licorice.
Licorice flavored.
And then one of our listeners came down, one of the good guys came down with a bottle of the real stuff. And,
yeah.
And Buzz did a little hit on that.
He gave me one shot of that and then he took it away.
And now he's...
it away.
He's back.
God.
He's just on the other stuff.
Yeah, but it's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just fine.
It's fine. And this should be evidence to everybody that alcohol is not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's poison, and you shouldn't drink it.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
You see what it's done to me.
Yeah, we hate it, Buzz. Yeah.
We all hate it. You know, yeah. We're all against it.
Rightly so.
Yeah, and none of us drink or
good
party.
For you. God
none
bless you.
Drink or party at all, Buzz.
God bless you.
I can't believe, you know, that Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart song, you gave that to me. That was like that was one of those songs.
Hey, remember his condition, Don. Let it go. Come
Alice
on, let
Long.
It go.
Alice Long, that was it. That was the.
I wonder what she's doing tonight. That's their real song. That's their big hit.
All right, listen, you watch it. You watch it, mister. Hold on.
Okay.
You getting something else out for him to sing?
I'm looking for I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Yeah, I always do.
Robbie, I know we've got
it.
Yeah, it's under I. I know
we've
got it. Hold on.
Under I for I always.
What are your plans for tonight, Buzz? What are you going to be doing?
I want to sleep. I want to sleep a lot.
You're going to sleep a lot tonight?
Yeah.
What time you figure you'll be going to bed after the show?
About 8.
About 8 o'clock.
About 8.
And dream of that fabulous Hollywood actor we interviewed today.
Jeremy Piven.
This is fun, eh? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Who are you calling?
My wife.
Oh, God.
I want to know.
I'm sorry, Frida.
I know. Buzz, why apologize?
Well, you know, I've made a mess of myself.
I'm just curious how it is. Oh, we can't find out.
I apologize to my parents, to my friends, to the people I went to high school.
To my doctor,
my daughter.
I'm just curious. I want to find out exactly how she sold you out to your wife.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Frida.
Hi, CP.
Hey, when you were, how did you, you had to, you know, just put the nails in Buzz's coffin. You had to tell Marcia that the Buzz was having some absinthe today. How did she take it?
She said her quote was, "He's insured."
He's insured.
So if something happened to his wife, that was comforting for her.
Was that your burp, Buzz?
Yeah, I think it was.
That's pretty rare for you.
Sorry.
All right. Baby,
so,
I love you.
She has my attitude that I appreciate. What can you do except insure them? And then, you know, if they you know, have a small accident and, you know, you're...
Baby, did you hear the interview that Buzz did? Buzz, who did you interview?
Jeremy Piven.
I heard it. I thought, Buzz, I think you've been doing wonderfully, but I was a little bit disappointed when I didn't get the sexy call, that you were afraid to give me a sexy call.
If I didn't think I would get in some kind of trouble, I'd make that call any time.
Don't worry, Buzz. You got a pass today. Go ahead.
Talk a little dirty to Frida.
Sexy call,
Frida,
yeah.
Frida, you are beautiful. You are hot.
That's really all I have to say. You're beautiful, you're hot.
You never get in trouble telling me that.
Well, cool.
Okay.
Hasn't there always been a little something between your wife and Buzz anyway? Hasn't there always been a little energy?
Yeah.
Frida's always
lovely.
He's always
a lucky man.
He's always been Frida's favorite.
Yep. Frida is a lucky man?
No, you're a lucky man for having Frida.
Oh, okay.
She's a lovely woman.
I know she is, Buzz.
Yeah,
beautiful.
I know how to handle a drunk. I've cleaned up after many a throw-up.
God bless you.
Yeah.
All right, baby.
I'm sorry, Frida.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
I'm sorry to everyone.
Bye.
Don't be sorry, Buzz.
Buzz, you've brought people a lot of joy today. Don't forget that.
You got anything? Because I'll sing along with you. I'm sober, but you got anything you could cowboy up with?
Is it time for the news?
No, it's time for another drink.
have another sip.
Okay. It's almost time for the news.
Dom wants to sing with you.
Ooh. Well, I want to help you because you wanted to hear. I wonder what she's doing tonight by Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. That I love.
Now I wish I was drunk.
Come on, Buzz.
I don't remember
the
words.
Don't sing it when it gets in the hook. Here it comes. Here we go, Buzz.
And now I wonder.
You wonder what, Buzz?
What she's doing tonight.
Hut, hut.
And now I wonder what she's doing tonight.
She's with Jeremy Piven.
Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Apologize for being flat. I'm horribly drunk.
Don't apologize. Buzz, one call for you.
Oh, good.
I'd love a call right
here
about now.
Don and Mike, hello.
Buzz, I know what you are doing tonight.
Jorge.
I have waited a long time for you to get this drunk, Buzz.
Jorge, tonight is your night.
Oh, I'm a little teabag, Buzz.
Oh, man.
Short and stout. You know about my handle, and you know all about my
style. I know about your spot. All right.
Sing me a song, Buzzy.
Oh, man. I'm all sung out, Jorge.
He's all sung out,
yeah.
Oh, good.
After we get through, you'll be all wrung out.
Yeah, I'm sure, man.
I am going to squeeze every drop of your love liquor.
Jorge, you've got me at the disadvantage.
I got you right where I want you, rubber band.
Oh, finally, at long last.
There it is.
All right, goodbye, Jorge.
Goodbye, Don.
God, give me a break.
You waiting, Buzzy?
Oh, yeah, all right. I'll see you, buddy. See you, buddy.
It's been a long time since we heard from Jorge.
You know, and a nice little rendition of the I'm a Little Teapot song.
You gotta love that. Really.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for that? Now, this is normally the time we would go to the news part of the program.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You really?
I'm ready. I've got good news tonight.
I'm looking forward to this.
Good news tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then, hold on, Buzz. People still want to.
What is you? Don?
Hello, Kyle.
Yes.
Kyle. Yeah, all these calls say for Buzz.
Go, Kyle.
Yes, I want to thank you all for getting me through rush hour traffic. And hearing Buzz drunk is really funny right now.
See, bless Buzz, you're making people happy.
Bless you, Kyle.
Here's Jed. Jed, you're on with Buzz.
Jed Clampett.
Jed.
Yeah,
hey, you guys noticed Buzz has got a little Arnold Schwarzenegger thing going several times. He's
apologize.
Yeah, I'm very sorry, but
very good.
Oh, yeah. I like it. I like all it. Right. Another right. good one.
Okay. Everybody right, loves you, Buzz, yeah. especially today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have a warning for Buzz.
What's the warning, sir?
You cannot smoke any weed, Buzz. drinking is really, really dangerous.
I think you can. You don't have to worry about that.
God
tonight,
forbid.
Sir.
Not tonight. Yeah. Hello. Not tonight.
That's right. Not tonight.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm sorry, man.
He's saying what you've been.
He's mocking you is yeah. what he's doing, Buzz.
All right, whatever.
You've apologized a lot.
I have.
There's no reason.
I don't want to let people down.
No, need to apologize. You brought people happiness, Buzz. That's a good thing.
You've not let anybody down.
Good.
May this
Buzz.
And you know, I know it's all been fun today, but strangely enough, I am
so looking forward to the last part of the show.
I don't get that.
Tell us, Murray, highlight Buzz.
The news with Jeremy Piven.
And I know that a lot of times we jump in and we pepper the news with our comments.
God,
because it's our show.
The Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Today, perhaps, we'll get a little of the editorial comment from Buzz.
Yeah, I think we lay low.
Oh, yeah.
You know, rather than us commenting on what we think about the stories, we'll ask Buzz his opinion.
Bitterness, you'll hear.
In a world where only the radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Absinthe.
That's me. He made it up.
Here he is, Absinthe. And, Abby, what is your lead story today?
The media.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You know, he was really
trying that time.
I know. I really want to do this.
All right, you're going to do it.
The media, gets punked. On the Hashton DeMee wedding.
On the
Ashton DeMee wedding.
Ashton
Kutcher. And DeMee Moore wedding. The media gets punked on that. That's the headline.
Stay tuned.
Whatever.
Yeah, that could mean I won a bet if he's not drunk. Wow, we'll find out during the news. All right, you can knock yourself out, Buzz.
Thank you.
We're going to give away a laser eye surgery right now. $5,500. Caller number 1-800-877-365-3636 from Dr. Whitman, the Whitman Perot Laser Eye Associates. Here's all that we ask. Got to be drunk. I'm kidding about that. You don't have to be drunk.
Okay.
No, you don't have to be
drunk. Can't reward that? Is
good.
Does the laser surgery cure double vision?
No,
don't reward that.
We have a question. Yeah, would you say don't reward that?
Don't reward that.
No, don't reward that.
You know who would reward that, though, Buzz?
Ooh, Jeremy Piven.
Who's that guy we had
Jeremy
on?
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah. I hope you're listening to the whole show today, because the question that we have is about something that happened in the very first break of today's show.
He just took one on his own.
I'm thirsty.
Before he started this.
Pardon.
So call now. Call 100. We'll win the $5,000 laser eye surgery.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike show.
What did he say?
I don't care. It's funny.
Please stay tuned. That was very
awesome.
This is the Don and Mike show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Master Haters, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Time for Buzz's news show now. Should be fun. Buzz brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed clinically tested Viramax works.
Ron Bennington is out in the hallway giving Buzz a little applause.
Go to Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today, Veramax, 1-888, try VMAX. You want to see Buzz when he's all effed up?
Oh, my God, these pictures are as funny as the radio show's been today.
Go to WJFK.com.
Oh, God.
Click on the Don and Mike link. And then you click on the pictures of Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one great one where you're scrunching your face up.
I'm sure.
I think it was during the singing of They're Coming to Take Me Away.
I don't doubt.
I think so. Before we, we got the contest and then Buzz's news show that's going to call her number 100.
Good stuff.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Howdy, what is your name, my friend?
My name is Lid.
Lid, where are you from?
Columbia, Maryland.
All right, Lid.
That got a laugh out of Buzz.
And Buzz, I just wanted to say apology accepted.
Thank you, Lid. Appreciate that.
Because you're sorry, Buzz.
I am.
Lid, Here you go. It's your chance to win a $5,000 500 laser eye surgery from Dr. Witten.
Good luck.
Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates. Early in the show today, we were talking about the Cubs, and 1 week later, do people in Chicago still give an ass? What type of sports bar in Chicago did we call?
A baseball bar?
No.
You are a big, stinky loser.
My mother's a whore.
That's right.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Schultz. Yes. Try it again. What's your name?
Lou.
Lou, where are you from?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Live 105. Okay, $5,500 LASIK eye procedure for you from Dr. Witten. If you could tell me, what kind of sports bar in Chicago did we call during the first break of the show today?
What kind of sports bar?
Don't answer with a question.
The ESPN Zone.
Oh, sad.
Faking it, lying, cheating.
Mm-hmm. See, the deal is this. Really, when we do a contest like this, well, Buzz, perhaps you could say it better for me. Here's what I'd like to say to our listeners. Please only call if you actually heard
right.
the first part of the show, because you're never going to be able to guess what
you
we call.
Think you have a chance if you've really been listening.
Thanks, Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz.
Right. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, what's going on?
We're having the Buzz show today. Uh-huh. What's your name?
My name is Andy.
Andy, where are you from?
From Winchester.
Andy, have you been listening to the whole show?
Yes, I have.
What kind of sports bar in Chicago did we call today?
Don't remember the name, but it was a gay sports
bar.
That's right. Congratulations.
All right.
That's right. Gay bar. That's what we were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Listen, you've won the LASIK procedure, courtesy of Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates, with the very best in technology. Now you can have the Washington Metro premier LASIK surgeons and the experience of over 50,000 successful procedures with affordable 12-month, no-interest financing, 800-626-LASER. But don't you worry about that, because yours is on the house.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Don Mike.
Your prize valued at $5,500.
Wonderful.
That is wonderful.
And, Buzz, you know who I think has had the surgery?
Who?
He used to be on the Larry Sanders Show.
Jeremy Piven.
Thanks. Hold on a second.
Fantastic.
Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
And it's been a whole show. We haven't gotten to this.
Hi. This is Fabio. Wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Would you like to say happy Halloween to everybody, Buzz?
Sure. Happy Halloween. And now on Absinthe, here is Buzz.
So tired.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. It was a lovely story, and we told it so well. The story of how Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher were planning to get married. We even spared you the part about how that 70s show dude got down on one knee and they both had tears in their eyes when she said yes. They don't get the Don and Mike show in Los Angeles, so Demi heard it on the Rick Dees program, of all places, and then she called him, Rick Dees, to say that it's not true. She says the story started in the tabloids and got repeated so much it was picked up by the mainstream media. But
first, let me,
Don.
You must see, you know, it's too bad.
Yes?
It's not, it'll
I
never
know.
Be television.
Right.
But you have to see Buzz.
He's trying very hard.
Trying so hard. He's really struggling.
I care and
struggle
I take this
on,
seriously.
Buzz.
Struggle
yeah.
on.
Buzz,
I do.
I also want to point out.
Was that, Don?
That at this point, I believe what you're saying is
yeah?
Demi Moore calls the disc jockey.
Called Rick Dees.
Calls Rick Dees
right.
and says
uh-huh.
that they're not engaged.
Says it's not happening.
Then you go back to my original thought that the whole thing is a plan for the show Punk'd.
A scam. For Punk'd, yeah.
And
exactly. Demi says the story. Yes, Don.
If you'll give us just one more moment.
Oh, please.
You did mention the name.
No, go ahead.
Rick Dees.
Yeah?
It's time for today's Rick Dees moment.
Oh, good.
And here to play Rick Dees and tell us what he heard. Buzz, are you okay?
I'm fine, thank you.
No, you really were just leaning over.
I could use a nap right about now.
Okay,
very good.
Yeah. Are you serious that you could go to sleep?
Oh, I easily.
if you think you could.
No.
Could you?
Could you? No, I really care about this. I want to do this. I do.
God, now I'm curious, what's the Rick Dees moment? I'm going
to
the Rick Dees moment today. I'll keep it brief, but he had what sounded like a weekend disc jockey in with him, and because I don't remember his name, we'll just call him Buzz.
He's yes. right. His name was Brian Whitman.
That's what it was, Brian Whitman, because I called you right after I heard it. You know what Brian Whitman is doing this weekend? He is selling top-end Platinum Plus cookware, and you know what?
What?
I bought them. Ellen K. says, Rick, is it nonstick? He says, Ellen, It is beyond nonstick. It is high-end cookware.
Sure.
And you can see Brian selling it this weekend in the parking lot.
That's today's Rick D's moment.
That's his charitable thing for the other DJs, right?
Rick D's promoting a disc jockey who was selling nonstick cookware somewhere.
Why do I think after the show's over he says, come into my bed?
And now once again, here's Buzz.
Well, Demi says the story about their marriage got started in the tabloids and got repeated so much it was picked up by the mainstream media. But Demi says the story is completely made up.
She says... She doesn't know who made it up. I'm so proud of this stuff. I'm sorry to screw it up.
You're not screwing it up, Buzz.
Maybe it's because he's suing her for $10 million. Maybe it's because he's calling her a fat, violent alcoholic.
Is anyone listening?
Maybe it's because he's living with Jim Neighbors. In any event, Liza Minnelli has now filed for divorce from the lovely and talented David Guest.
The who?
Lovely and talented David Guest.
Who?
You know, David Guest.
No, but he's lovely and what?
He's talented.
Come on. He's lovely and what?
He's talented.
And who was on the Larry Sanders Show?
I don't know.
He's lovely and talented.
Yes, he is. Jeremy Piven.
This is Liza Minnelli.
Hi, Liza.
John and Mike. How can I say this?
Well, I don't know.
Are a gang.
I like it when you talk back to the tape.
That's
I never
fun.
Do that.
That is fun. It lasted for 16 months, for those of you who said it wouldn't. Michael Jackson introduced the two with him as the best man at the wedding. What could possibly have gone wrong? Liza, who's back in rehab, has issued this statement. I hoped that the end of my marriage would be handled with mutual respect and dignity. Well, live and learn.
And it probably sounded just like that when she said it.
Something like that.
Liza probably sounds like that a lot.
I feel like Liza now. Fred Rerun Barry is dead. That's what's happening now.
Don't laugh about that, Buzz.
He's dead at the age of 52, he is. It was a full life. He didn't just star in TV's What's Happening, which was based on the movie Cooley High. Those were his drug days, too. He later starred in the TV sequel What's Happening Now and was married 6 times to 4 women.
You know what he's doing? Have
what?
You noticed?
What?
He's just locked on. He's locked on to me.
I know. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I like the eye contact.
I love you, man.
And I love you too, Buzz. Keep it going. It's a sad thing. Fred Barry's dead.
Fred Rerun Barry later starred in the TV sequel What's Happening Now and was married 6 times to 4 women. After some mall experience.
He was married 6 times to...
6 times to 4 women.
Okay.
His words are hard. After some mall experiences, he became a Baptist minister. He was also on Scrubs and VH1 recently for I Love the 70s. And he was in the movie Dickie Roberts, former child star. I apologize to everyone.
Don't apologize.
So
you don't need to, Buzz.
Don't, Buzz.
Let me just go to the phone. People will tell you. This is probably going to be the most memorable show that we've done all year.
Me. Yeah.
No, Buzz, come on, really. Now, hold on.
Career.
These are on-screen calls. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just tuned in. What's going on with Buzz?
What is it, dude?
Buzz is, see, now, this is why I got to do the reset sometimes. About an hour into the show, we got...
Buzz had a stroke.
Yeah.
Buzz has suffered a massive stroke and is paralyzed on the left side of his body.
We got a box in the mail from Portland.
Yeah.
A guy sent azimuth.
Absinthe. Kind of American absinthe.
Absinthe, which Buzz has got a thing for.
It's 55% alcohol.
And it was not the real Megillah. Buzz drank about half of that bottle.
And halfway through that, somebody came in with a real bottle of the real stuff.
Who knows?
And Buzz had a little of that, too. So... To make it a long story short, Buzz has been drinking all day.
He's bombed, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah,
he is bombed, and I apologize, sir.
But don't apologize.
All right.
My man.
What?
I think that call is gone.
Thank you. That's a compliment. I'll take it as a compliment.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I've got to tell you, that is the best newscast that I have ever heard Buzz do in all the years he's been on the show.
See, now, Buzz, listen to the compliments. They're fast
I hear
and
it. It's a lock, Buzz. You got to keep drinking.
Hello. All right, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, this is the funniest goddamn thing I've heard.
What do you know?
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thank you.
Buzz is absolutely hilarious. I'm dying over here.
See, Buzz? I appreciate it.
The people love you. You don't need to apologize. That's what we're trying to prove to you.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
Okay, Buzz?
Yeah, I do. I do.
So no more apologies.
Okay, then. I'll try not to. Fred Rerun
Hey,
Buzz? Yes, Don.
Maybe you should just apologize once.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
Okay, I won't.
Now you're screwing with him.
Fred Rerun Barry was also in the movie Dickie Roberts, former child star. He was found dead in his home this week, just 2 weeks after suffering a stroke. How unfortunate.
God. Yes, isn't it, Buzz?
Oh, my.
Yes, it is.
That's sad.
Durable character actor Jackie Lim. Jackie Lim, you know him as, you know him if you saw him. You know him if you saw him.
Is this the Cannonball Run guy?
Yeah, that's the guy. He died Monday at the age of 84 after a lifetime career as a bad guy in the cowboy movies. He was in Rawhide, Sundowners, and Support Your Local Sheriff, to name a few. He turned up on Bonanza, and just about anything had cowboys in it. You'd recognize him by his wandering eye. Not that I don't have one. He was blind in that eye. Yes, Don.
You don't?
No.
No, I did, but you don't have to respond, yes, Don, every time. I just, when you're not drunk, I do this all the time, and so does Mike.
Right.
Mike is just laying back a little bit right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm enjoying
Mike.
Too.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, Mike.
I just wanted to hear you say that.
Love you, man.
Love you, too.
But all you got to do, Buzz, is just kind of just barrel on through.
Jack Elam was blind in that one eye, that wandering eye that you always saw, after another kid stabbed him in the eye with a pencil back in his Boy Scout days.
That's funny.
Yeah, back in the old days.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Even clean-cut Matt Lauer had some drug days. The latest Inquirer features a former friend and drug dealer who says Matt bought cocaine from him 5 or 6 times. In the 1980s.
Oh, we have a tape of Matt Lauer doing coke.
Really?
Oh, what a hoot, and so totally refreshing.
There he is.
That was back when Matt was doing a PM magazine in Providence, Rhode Island, quoting the guy, like I have room to talk. Quoting the guy, he would come to my house, we would do 2 or 3 lines of coke together, and we would hang out. Matt's press agent at the Today Show says, quote, the Inquirer story supposedly happened 20 years ago is no different than most of what they print. Pure fiction. Note the distracting emphasis on the words 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. The distracting what?
Emphasis.
Emphasis. Are you intoxicated?
Oh, God, yes.
Say it.
I'm intoxicated.
See, now you're getting better because
the word is inebriated. Don.
Oh, inebriated.
Are you inebriated?
Inebriated.
He's heavily, coming down. He's
heavily,
coming down.
Yeah. Heavily inebriated.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. I think he's.
I mean, I know.
Starting to wear off.
And he is. All right. Because he's drinking Mountain Dew. He's caffeinated enough.
Mountain Dew.
But what she really wants to do is dance.
Who?
We're talking about Sarah Kozer, the sore loser from last year's Joe Millionaire, who was later revealed to be a foot fetish film fatale.
Mm-hmm.
She's now part of a pitiful parade of past reality TV show contestants.
Good alliteration there, you know,
but Las still Vegas got Review.
He still can get through that, huh?
Yeah, but he still is shaky.
I love what I do, though. I'm trying. God bless me, I'm trying.
No, we love you for trying, Buzz. You are doing a great
the
job.
Las Vegas Review, of which I speak, premieres day after tomorrow at the Chez Moi nightclub. Also features Survivor cast-off.
Rob, I swear to
Jerry
God.
Manthi.
Look at him. Love you, Rob.
Oh, man. Quoting Sarah, while I can extend my 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
ABC was planning to give us another dose of reality.
You know, what I like is he's taking a deep breath, getting a running start.
He tries.
He almost gets to that finish line.
God damn it, he tries.
I'm so trying.
ABC was going to be...
They were planning to give us another dose of reality. But ABC got a taste of the stuff instead. ABC was going to do a reality...
Words are hard. You know what, man? Here's what's great about this.
What?
Anybody that's ever been there,
yeah,
they know you can't fake this.
I'm trying to do a job.
I know you are.
Yeah,
you're doing a good job.
You're doing great, Buzz.
ABC was going to do a reality TV award show, but that show has been canceled now mainly because none of the reality shows, none of them would cooperate.
Go figure, Buzz.
I don't understand. The shows, especially the ones on the other networks, were refusing to provide clips even when they had been nominated for awards. ABC says it hopes to try this again in the future, sort of like Justin Timberlake going into space, you know what I mean?
No, what do you mean?
No, you know, it's
isn't that Lance Bass?
Whatever.
What do you mean by that?
I'm horribly drunk. Don't hold me responsible for anything.
No, I'm not busting your balls, but you said, do you know what I mean? What did you mean?
He's picking something. I meant they're not going into space. That's not going to happen.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm picking up my cards and dropping them on the floor.
Drop his cards. All right, we're going to go to break, Buzz.
That's probably best.
And we'll come back with another full segment of the news into the comments.
Very full.
Good luck to you.
Brimful.
Be right back.
Whatever.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, Don.
Halloween's coming, and now it's time to get rid of those scary old phones.
That's
switch
right.
to singular and treat yourself to a new phone.
Ooh, very scary. Get the Sony Ericsson T226 free after a $20 mail-in rebate.
There you go.
And, Mike, the free camera attachment, you get that, too, with a $50 rebate.
You do. It's a fantastic deal, isn't it, Buzz?
Yes, it is. The Sony Ericsson T226. It takes pictures and emails them instantly, and it's wireless, internet-capable.
What would I love, Buzz?
Oh, you'll love the picture caller ID and the downloadable polyphonic ringtones. He's turned into Bob Barker.
Hey, Buzz, I hear it operates on GSM Network.
Oh, yes, Don, it does. It sure does. And if you want a calling plan for the whole family, you can keep connected with Family Talk.
He's turning into Rick Dees.
I'm sorry.
You can add a line to your calling plan for $9.99 per line per month.
Right.
Plan starting at $39.99. Pay no roaming and no long distance. How about that, Buzz?
Yeah, how about that? Singular has what you want. Switch to Singular right now. Call Singular at 1-866-SINGULAR. Log on to Singular.com or visit any Singular wireless store in the area. Be sure to tell them that Don and Mike have sent you.
What? Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
W-K-F-K. We out of time?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Great commercial.
Buzz.
Yes, Don.
We're on the air, Buzz.
We are live on the air right
live.
Now. Broadcasting nationwide.
Hold on. I got to do this, Buzz.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating.
Sure has.
And entertaining and instructive.
Yeah.
Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah.
They love to get festive. Don and Mike.
Now back to the news.
I'm exhausted.
Here's Buzz.
Your day over, Mike.
Is your day over now, Buzz?
Just about. It's been a long day.
Yeah. Buzz was just telling me he's very sleepy.
Very sleepy. Good night.
I went talked to Buzz during the break and said, you know, do you need a ride home?
Right.
And
yes, said, I do.
Well, now, do you know who's bringing you home yet?
I have no idea, but I'll take whoever's taking.
Okay, is it me? Is it Joe? Is it your wife? I'll give you a ride home.
Anybody. Whatever.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah, I'm in the car.
You don't want your wife to be driving here and then have somebody else take you home.
I don't care.
No, but then this car...
You should, Buzz.
You know what?
Whatever.
Yeah, you know what?
What?
Call Marcia.
Uh-huh.
Never mind, you can't call Marcia.
No, I can't.
Hey, Rob, call Marcia.
Okay. Can't dial.
And tell her I'll just drive Buzz home.
Okay. Thank you, Don.
You're welcome, Buzz.
Muhammad gets a toothache and...
You know what that means? That means an extra 15 minutes of the show for me.
Yeah. And a recap tomorrow.
Something for tomorrow.
Because you get the real show.
The real show.
Yeah.
I want to know every detail, even if he passes out.
The real show. Just don't puke in my car.
Yeah, don't puke in Don's
car. Not going to happen. No, I'm not going to puke.
Hey, you don't know when that car starts moving.
Yeah. Do you remember that time that you got sick right before you got... sick and you puked in your car, but you had like a...
No.
Don't you remember that story that Buzz had like a Ziploc bag or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but I was sick. I mean, it was really ill. It wasn't anything to do with the substances.
No, it had nothing to do with drinking.
No.
That's what I said. You were sick.
That's true. Really
sick. You had the throw-ups.
Right.
And you were so tidy that you had a Ziploc bag that
I
you were
able to... I keep a bag just in case.
That's wonderful.
Like a sick bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like on the airline.
Like on an airplane.
Exactly.
That's what I was wondering.
That means you're a together guy.
Well, that's right.
You got your puke bag.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Buzz?
That's right, Mike. Muhammad gets a toothache and sees the light. A D.C. sniper suspect, John Allen Muhammad, has decided not to act as his own lawyer after all.
Right.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
God knows I'm trying. He's facing the death
that
penalty.
That wasn't for you, Buzz.
No?
No, that see that
for
that's
John a, Allen Muhammad.
A lawyer. It's a lawyer thing.
I know.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
John Allen Muhammad is facing the death penalty for allegedly being part of the duo that gunned down 13 people last October, 10 of whom died. Muhammad was rambling and mumbling as he opened his case, and soon we learned why. He told the judge...
He had been drinking.
No, he hadn't been drinking. He had an abscess next to his tooth.
An abscess?
An abscess.
What did
exactly.
You say?
Abscess. Abscess, like absence, only abscess.
So he had an abscess.
An abscess, yes, a pus-filled infection.
Rob, yeah, never exactly. mind all that. Marcia's not home.
Oh,
so she's on the way.
She's on her way here.
I left a message to say that she hasn't left already, don't.
We're just screwed. John Allen Muhammad told the judge he had
Marcia,
an abscess.
Yeah, Marcia, if you're on your way over right now, just turn around, because I'll bring your husband home tonight.
It's
whatever.
Important for the show, Marcia.
I don't care. Just somebody take me home. John Allen Muhammad told the judge the lawyers had informed him that the only way he could speak for him was for them to once again take control of the defense. The judge agreed but told Muhammad, we're not going to switch back again. So
no.
this is the last chance for him.
That thing.
That, huh?
Exactly.
He's crazy.
These, and I want to do this story. These are tough economic times. That's why Viacom's radio employees were told as they get their first 3% raises in a couple of years. Viacom just got a 9% raise. The media giant's earnings were up 9% in the third quarter of this year from higher ad revenues, not from cost cutting. Total earnings in that three-month period.
Notice how now
he's zeroing in. You see that? He cares about this story.
Now, basically, this story is how our company is not giving raises to employees, but they're making money.
This story is like a cup of coffee for Buzz.
God, are they making money. Total earnings in that three-month period for Viacom, $700 million. Barely enough to go around, even though that's up by $640 million over the same period last year.
Wow.
Tough times. Very tough times.
Sure.
See what happens when people give their five effort?
Yes, absolutely.
That's right.
They get a three. They get a 3%. Even though Viacom made 9%.
And that's bad, isn't it, Buzz?
It's very bad, Don. It's not fair.
Does that piss you off, Buzz?
A little, yeah.
He's mellow.
Pam Anderson.
I could get him going if I wanted to, though.
You could.
I know. Yeah. I know exactly the button to press.
Do you?
I think I do. Well, no, it's about the on-track K.
Oh, yeah, God, yes.
Yeah, see, that would really piss him off.
Yeah, get that moving, please.
I'm, Buzz, I swear to God, I'm trying.
I'm doing my part.
I know, you're baby stepping. we're trying.
You know who I think's probably got a decent contract?
Who?
That actor that we interviewed before.
Jeremy Piven?
You're getting better.
You think?
You are.
I don't know.
You're coming down.
Pam Anderson speaks out against breast and thighs.
Pam Anderson
speaks out against breast and thighs and all the other chicken parts served at KFC. The former Baywatch babe is calling for a boycott on the fast food chain, accusing it of cruelty and injustice toward chickens.
Yes, Rick.
Quoting
you
Pam.
You know he's got a little Bob Barker in there,
too. Bob Barker and Rick Dees.
Yeah, Bob drinks. Quoting Pam. If people knew how KFC treats chickens, they'd never eat another drumstick.
We saw a picture of her today from Mr. Skin.
Yeah.
She has the longest labia in town.
Yeah, she does.
She really does.
Yeah, smooth.
Wow.
Pam says...
Thanks,
Bob. You're welcome anytime. That's my opinion. She says they... Pam says they torture the birds by feeding them hormones and killing them by scalding them. Chrissy Hynde, Paul McCartney, and hip-hop mogul Russell Hynes have also railed against KFC.
Hip-hoop mogul.
Hip-hoop mogul. Now I'm Paul McCartney. although Pam's a vegetarian, she's asking you not to be one. In fact, PETA says it just wants KFC to follow the same standards used by Wendy's, McDonald's, and Burger King.
That's nice of her.
Yeah, God bless her.
Hey, would you have a message for the people who work at the McDonald's down the street?
Yeah, don't drink.
No, but no. Really, Buzz, what about the time it takes to get your food?
Oh, God, get it together. You know, this McDonald's over by us is the worst McDonald's in America. You know that. I know that.
That's right.
Yeah. They just need better service.
What's so bad about it, Buzz?
Well, they're slow. They don't get it. You know, just tell them what you want, and they should give it. It's not like that at this McDonald's.
No,
it's not.
Many other McDonald's, they got it together. They can do it fine.
Down the street, though, they don't. Not the one by the high school.
It's not like I'm not trying. In sports, Barry Bonds isn't the only big-name baseball player to be subpoenaed in a steroid investigation.
Barry Bonds, big-name baseball
player. Current World Series player Jason Giambi got one, too.
Giambi.
Along with
Jason.
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 You're turning him into a character on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Giambi.
Yeah, Giambi. around. Yeah. Jambi was just the head, right?
Right, yeah. Mecha-lecha-hi, mecha-hiney-o. Can you say that?
No.
Come on, Buzz Drive. Mecha-lecha-hi.
Mecha-lecha-hi, lecha-hi-me-ho. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. No. Hey, watch it. Jock, jock, what I say.
You just said lecha-hi-me-ho.
Yeah, I don't know what I said.
That's what he said.
You don't want to get anybody in trouble here.
Not like I'm not trying.
Mm-hmm.
He's been subpoenaed along with seven other NFL players and some Olympic athletes. The investigation apparently involves money laundering. God, I could use a drink of water. The investigation apparently involves money laundering, but it also involves cutting-edge steroids.
Mm-hmm.
At last night's game, a group of teenage boys shouted each time Jambi stepped to the plate,
"Hi, Mijo.
Steroids, steroids." That's what they were chanting.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they're chanting.
That's not nice.
Finally, dealing with the Japanese and the Germans will be much easier this time.
Why is that, Buzz?
Well, I mean, how threatening can they be with this porno karaoke? The Japanese.
And you got to see Buzz as well.
He's enjoying himself. That,
today, man. We're getting, that's Buzz dropping stuff.
Right.
Today we're getting visual stuff from Buzz.
Sure.
Oh, now he's spilled his beverage.
Spilling beverage.
He's very demonstrative.
Yeah, we're getting
his last hit of Mountain Dew.
He's talking with his hands.
Yeah.
Normally he's very stationary, very, very statue-like.
Yeah.
Today he's all over. Look, he's rolling up his sleeves.
And tomorrow he's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, finally, dealing with the Japanese and the Germans may be much easier this time. I mean, how threatening can they be with this porno karaoke?
Really?
The Japanese gave us karaoke, but it was the Germans who put the modern spin on it. The nightclubs in Hamburg are running porn films with the sound turned down. And nightclubs in Hamburg and other cities in Germany.
I like that, Buzz, don't you?
I do. Nightclubs in Hamburg are running porn films. Nightclubs in Hamburg are running porn
films. You said
films.
That, yes, porn films.
I know. Well, they're running them with the sound turned
down. You said that already.
You said that.
You said it like you were just letting us know for the first time.
Bears repeating. It's up to the slightly inebriated patrons, God bless them, to grab some microphones and to provide the soundtrack and the dialogue and the moaning to these porn films that are running.
Hey, I like that idea.
Nightclubs in Germany.
How might that sound?
Oh, you know, people faking orgasms.
Oh.
How would that sound?
I don't want to go into that now.
He's coming down.
Yeah. Way too tired. It's up to the slightly inebriated porn.
You said that already.
Yeah,
okay,
that.
Fine. This craze of porn karaoke is spreading through Germany like, well, never mind what it's spreading like. Word is the...
That was a Nazi thing.
Exactly, Don. Word is the audience finds the show more comical.
That was ridiculous. Exactly, Don. Exactly, Don.
People find the show more comical than erotic, if you can imagine.
I understand.
I'm Buzz Burbank, and I am... God, I'm so sorry. On the Don Mike Show.
Way to go, Buzz!
No need to be sorry.
No need for apology.
Whatever.
No need.
Wow.
I'm going to remember this one for my whole life.
Today's show brought to you by... What's the name of this?
It's
Absinthe.
Absinthe. Sorry, good matter.
Absinthe. All right, that's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with the new episode. Watch Scary Movie 3, Buzz starring...
Jeremy Piven.
That's a good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Don't throw open my car.
I'm not going to do that.
Good day to you, sir.
Give me an update tomorrow, please.
Oh, everybody gets the update tomorrow.
Very good.
The role of Art Byrne was played by Buzz Burbank.
Eaters.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.